No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Yeah? I see you don't have a visitor's badge. That's why I ask.
Actually, my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. I wish I didn't hear that, but I just heard that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just wondering why, you don't date a nice guy your own age.
She's very mature for her age. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey
Clark.
Hey.
How you doing, man? Yeah. What's up?
I'm good, bro.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot. Last week when we worked out, you forgot your shorts in my car.
Oh, this is my boyfriend, Dale.
Hey, nice to meet you, man.
You too.
Dude, I've heard so much about you. You're real cool.
I mean, you're
great.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, next year, college, man. College. Yeah, dude, it's going to be kick-ass. I will watch your back for you, because I know there's, like, tons of guys that are going to be trying to get on that shit, so.
Oh, good.
Because I'll got that. Yeah.
You got her ass.
No, perfect. I mean, I'll watch her ass for...
Good.
I'll catch you at home ec.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, you guys got home ec together, too. That's cool.
Yeah, we got a few classes together.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally going to take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's going to be cool. He'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. You chimp fucking little bastard.
Knock up cell B!
We are in jail.
Okay, listen, you have got to be cool, because if they see you shitting yourself, they're going to form us.
Hey! Hey, ladies!
Hey, how about you sit the fuck back down before me and you have a problem?
How about you just, chill out, man? Be cool.
All right, we good?
Yeah, we good.
Excuse me?
Listen, old man. I'm only going to tell you.
What am I doing?
Cheer up, things could be worse. Working on a nice fat suspension, smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Come on.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all the thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry enough. Are you and your friends a word about me? I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretending I was on the tank. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Hi!
Woo! Hey, it's Friday. Hey, what's going on here? Whoa! Hey, my mic's unmuted. Thank God. Hey, everybody! Welcome to Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, pop culture, it's where you find it! Just like
you almost sounded like Harry Carey just said, pop culture!
Hey!
Hi!
Just like the fake Sean Connery says, hey, everyone, thanks for joining us here live, and thank you for downloading the show, enhanced or flaccid, however you like it. Thank you for joining.
That's a statement.
I got nothing. But, hey, I'm Jason. Welcome to the show. Steven is not to my left. He'll be here shortly. But Bill, Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian, is here. How you doing, Bill?
I am always here, and I am always good. Well, most times.
That's fantastic. Everything smooth sailing so far.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about, Bill, is there is a huge storm right now. It's on the way, and my power could get knocked out.
Do you smell it?
No, I don't smell the storm.
Oh, okay.
I can feel it in my bones, but I can hear it in the distance, like the rumble, that. So
the Cloverfield monster's back.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if the show suddenly goes away, like, just like, oh, it's gone. That's because my power got knocked out, most likely. Or it jumped and I'm rebooting real quick. So hopefully that doesn't happen. It's never happened before. I'm knocking on the fake particle board wood that is my desk.
The MDF.
Yeah,
that's always good.
Does that even count if you knock on that? I'm not sure.
Well, technically it's wood fiber. So, yeah, I think it works.
Oh, okay. Oh, sweet. Okay, we got to talk about this. Pittsburgh and Detroit are in Game 7 of the Stanley
Cup Finals.
It's
driving me crazy.
Right now, the Penguins just scored. Awesome. Hopefully we won't just stop talking at any point in the show.
If you hear me yell shit or the F-bomb, you'll know why.
Just so people know, I'm not rooting for the Red Wings. F the Red Wings. I've always hated the Red Wings. They can go
to hell. Same here. I lived in Detroit for close to 6 years, and I still hate the Red Wings.
Screw the Red Wings, is what I say.
Hey, how about you sit the fuck back down before me and you have a problem?
But, yeah, the Penguins, why not? Bill Guerin, he plays for the Penguins now. Love that guy. Used to play for the Stars. The Stars are my team. They didn't even make the playoffs this year, Bill. They did win the Cup at least once here in 99, but it's been a while. I mean, even if they make the playoffs and lose, that's always exciting. But, Bill, the Penguins made it to the finals last year and lost to the Wings, so we really need the Penguins to win this game. Am I right?
Yes, we do. Well, you know what? Pittsburgh needs the Penguins to win because Pittsburgh is all about the Steelers, and the Penguins are really struggling financially, and they almost got moved like 2 years ago. So Pittsburgh, the Penguins really need to win it for Pittsburgh.
It's no easy feat getting the finals, and doing it 2 years in a row is pretty incredible.
Yeah, really.
I wish them all the luck going into this final period or whatever. It's just it's kind of scary. So I'm going to try not to turn my head. In fact, I may have to turn it. But we've got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. Actually, we don't have a lot of stuff to talk about.
No, we don't, but we'll make it like there is a lot of stuff to talk about.
Well, you know, this Sunday, True Blood comes back, which I'm really excited about.
It's surprising. It's like when it ended, we were like, man, when is it coming back? And now it's back already. So
I know, it felt like a year away, but I guess it was like 6 months away. I can't wait for that to come back. We got a little bit of Cake Boss to talk about. We got some Jesse James. And we got Top Chef Masters to talk about, which is awesome.
Can I just say that Jesse James's show was actually, I was entertained. For as fake as it is and as
so
set up
fake
as some of the things are, it was entertaining.
I was entertained by it too. And Jesse James, you could tell he's just having the time of his life, even though,
oh yeah.
I mean, I know it's all done in editing, how they're like, oh my God, he almost hit somebody, you know, all that crap. But we'll talk about that later.
Well,
but
we'll talk about that whenever we get to it.
But it was pretty funny. Now, Bill, you pointed this thing out to me, this video that's online. I don't know if it's gone viral yet. It might have.
It has. It's definitely gone viral because I think it happened like the first week of June.
Okay, well, Leo Laporte at twit.tv, you know that I watch it from time to time because I think it's neat that Leo basically runs like a internet channel in his house. And he has, you know, like multiple cameras. He has guests come on.
He's got a kick-ass setup, man.
Right,
I would kill for a setup like that.
yeah, he's got people on Skype or people in person. He can do it all at the same time. You know, it's awesome. He has shows with people all over the world at the same time, talking about tech and whatever. And he does all these different podcasts. And I assume people know Leo Laporte used to be on Tech TV doing the screensavers.
CDTV, one of the founders of it, and then Tech TV.
Right. So he does – one of these shows he does is apparently called The Gilmore Gang, which – is hosted with Steve Gilmore. I have no idea who these people are because I've never listened
to this. Just tech industry people.
Yeah. And they're talking about the Palm Pre, which just came out. It's like, is it basically the Palm Pilot people came out with a phone, I'm assuming?
It's like a – well, they've had phones for a while, but this is the this is like their answer to the iPhone.
Right.
It's really
touch
sleek
screen,
in its interface.
Touch screen, and it's got a QWERTY keyboard, and it's supposed to be really fancy. It does a lot of stuff that the iPhone can't do that a lot of people wish it would, that their old Palm Pilot used to do, I guess. I'm just going by general stuff. I have no idea what the hell it does.
It's got like this really great new operating system, combined messaging, you know, email, Wi-Fi, GPS, all the cool stuff.
Nice. So here on the show, Leo's got all of his Gilmore Gang buddies on. And one of the guys on there, I guess his name is Steve Arrington.
Yeah, he's with TechCrunch.com.
And I almost assume just from this video that Leo's had a problem with this guy for some time, or he just kind of grates on his nerves because he starts talking about him like the way he always thought of him. But it's pretty funny how rubbed the wrong way Leo gets. Let's check it out. And it's just funny. It's interesting seeing Leo kind of lose it, and he turns on everybody on the show, doesn't he? Not just that guy.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was laughing, but then I was like, whoa, where the hell did this come from?
Let's check this out. It's great.
I have a pre.
Are you happy with it?
Love it.
Why?
It's quite impressive. Well, you know, I thought that maybe...
Hold on. Did you pay for the pre? Like, let's get the disclosures out of the way right away.
This is a one-week review unit. I couldn't get one, and unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to get. I was going to go out and get one this afternoon.
Okay, so you got a free pre. You're one of the very few people that got a free review.
Not at all.
Pre.
I think there are quite a few reviewers.
Yeah, Scoble has one.
Mike, that's BS, and I'm really pissed off that you would imply that in some way that this free, quote, free pre that I send back in 7 days would in any way predispose me. Screw you.
What are you going to do about it?
Mike, you are such a troll.
What are you going to
do? I'm not kidding.
I'm not watching the video.
You asshole. Screw you.
I don't think he's being serious.
I'm being very serious, Mike. That's bullshit.
How is it bullshit?
I'm infuriating. I'm infuriated that you would imply that because I have a review unit that would somehow influence me. Screw you. I'm throwing you all off. Fuck you guys.
Whoa.
Whipping out the F-bomb.
I'm not kidding. I'm done. We're going into reruns. What a jerk. You know, I've had it with Mike Arrington. He is the most trollish person I've ever worked with.
Trollish.
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else. But I'm not doing it with Mike Arrington.
Wow. He basically turns on everybody on the show, not just that guy. I guess
F&A, Leo.
There's like three other guys or something on there, and he's like, you know, F all you guys. That was crazy, wasn't it?
Man, he had a stick up his ass on that one.
Screw
what if he
you.
Just had a really bad day or something?
I don't know. It's weird. The guy does sound douchey, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Whenever he pulled that, what are you going to do about it? It's like, dude, what the hell? You're going there?
Yeah, it's like, hey, guys, I got a hold of the pre. You guys want to know about it?
Did you pay for the pre?
Yeah, it's just like, what do you care? I can see what the guy's probably joking, but he's also a douche, so Leo took offense to it.
Well, you know what it is? This guy reviews stuff on his site. And I guess he was supposed to get a review pre, and they said that they sent it to him, but then they recalled it. So he's got a chip on his shoulder because he didn't get one.
Oh, he's got a stick up his ass because he didn't get it.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going after Leo like, you know, ooh, you're so important. I didn't get one. I was supposed to, but you did.
Screw you. I'm throwing you all off. Fuck you guys.
Wow. And then you
But
said,
I guess they made up. I guess they made up at some point during this week. So everything's hunky-dory again, but it's still an awesome clip coming from Leo Laporte, of all people.
Because the guy is on the air online all day. You got to assume he's got to eventually like let his guard down and get annoyed by one of the many people he has on his shows, you know? I can see that happening.
I'd love to know what the reaction was to all the nerds that actually watched that 24/7. Like,
whoa.
Oh my gosh, what's happened to Leo?
Well, I love the guy who's like, hey, I got to watch the video. Or is he being serious right now? And he's like, yeah, yeah, I'm being serious. Screw you, buddy.
Screw you. Screw you.
I like, screw you. Kind of reminds me of Arnold in Total Recall.
I'm not kidding. I'm done.
I love that.
I love the inflection in his voice. It's so angry.
If we ever lose it, one of us on the show where we want to quit, you got to be final about it. Like, I'm done. This is it. This is it, guys. It's over. Bye. F all of you. And that way
we're going into reruns.
And that way when you come back, you're like, you know, I just wanted to apologize to everyone. It's like you're so the finality of it all. And then you're like, oh, I'm sorry. But I do like that he's had it with Steven.
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
Yeah.
Everyone's had it with Steven. He like makes his own hours, shows up when he wants to.
That's genius.
Then breathes heavy and doesn't say anything.
But I'm going to have this ready to go anytime we're just sick of doing the show.
We're going into reruns.
And then just immediately throw up another episode of Nowhere in Mulberry, and we'll just go play video games or something like that.
Well, he gave us some good material. Thank you, Leo.
Hey, I wanted to say this, Bill. Remember last week we talked about the Mulberry Book Club? We're reading The Gunslinger, The Dark Tower 1, the first book in the Dark Tower books by Stephen King. I've started the book. I'm getting into it. And I hope anyone who wants to participate has started reading or you're planning on it. We also have a Mulberry Book Club on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, don't worry about it. But you can send me an email. Tell me. You know, I'd just like to have an idea of how many people are participating. It'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, we've had a couple emails. We've had a couple messages on the forum.
People who have read the book, Bill. If you want to leave me a voicemail, say, this is for the book club at the beginning of it. That way, when we put together a show, and we'll probably do it live, our Mulberry Book Club show, you know, once a month when we talk about the book, I'll have your voicemail, if you want to talk about the book and you want to participate that way, ready to go. So anybody who wants to comment on the book, send me a voicemail on it at 1-206-202-3491. So that'll be cool. Also,
or record it and send it via email.
Right. Much like Rick does, Bill.
Yes.
And I have a Rick voicemail.
Awesome.
Let's check. Yeah, let's check out Rick. Rick's voicemail.
Hey, Nowhere Mulberry. This is my review of Monsterd. No, actually, I didn't watch that shit. I went and looked at the trailer, and then I listened to the theme song. It's really not worth my time. I have made better movies than this. With my little sisters. And in about 3 minutes, we made a better movie than this. I couldn't believe how cheap it looked. I thought it was one of those parody ones where they're making fun of the movie. But it turns out that was the actual movie. So I wasn't going to waste my time. I'm sorry. But I gave it a shot. I watched the trailer, which was hard enough. And I listened to the theme song, which is very long. It's all about number twos and doing poos. I'm sorry, I'm not going to watch that shit. Reaper and Life cancelled? What the hell? Two great shows just canned. What's this world coming to when good shows get canned?
Well, Lost is ending.
You made a drop out of my voicemail. I was so happy. I was just grinning like an idiot. Oh, they made a drop because they knew I like drops and shit. They made a drop of me.
Drops
and shit.
It was great.
You can do that again. I'll try and make a drop for you. Like, what the? No. It's something like, hey, what are you talking about? Or,
oh my God.
I made a better movie. It was called The Mother Trucker with my little sister. Check it out. Look out, Mother Trucker. Comedy Gold on YouTube, and you will check it out. It was better than this monster trailer.
I believe that. I like
now
that.
And again, I watched that show. I loved it, and then when it didn't come out with the second season, I was so disappointed because that was one of the best shows. It was really fun, original. Why do shows like that always get cancelled? Life, Reaper, Now and Again. What's going on? Hi, this is a voicemail in regards to episode 165 of Nowhere in Mulberry.
Oh, he said live,
it's
not
Rick
lost.
Again.
Reaper and Life got canceled. Okay.
Did he mention Now and Again in there, too?
Yeah, he said he liked
which
that
was,
show, too.
That was, like, my favorite show that year. It had Dennis Haysbert in it and this Eric guy. I can't remember his name for some reason. But it was John Goodman gets killed. They take his brain and put it in a bioengineered body, so he's like superhuman. But he has a wife and a daughter that he's always trying to get to see, but he can't see them or let them know who he is. And he's always got to go around and capture different people and stuff like that. They had the best villain, the Chinese guy from Lethal Weapon 4.
Wow.
The fried rice guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he played this guy named the Eggman, and he would leave eggs around that had a bioweapon in them. So, like, it would break and, like, poison people and stuff like that. And the episode ends on a cliffhanger, and then I was like, it was supposed to be renewed, and it wasn't, and it was one of my favorite shows of all time. So good on you, Rick. Now and Again. Yeah!
I don't even know you.
Oh.
Well, I'm stepping off my soapbox now.
Now, Rick, I got to say this. You can't plan drops. They just happen. I just want you to know that. You can't just say something and plan it like that.
Number twos and doing poos.
Ah, there you go.
Now there, number twos and doing poos.
Now, that's a drop, all right?
That is a drop.
But, Rick, why don't you join our book club, huh? Hey, I wanted to say this also, Bill. The Enhanced podcasts have been coming out. And I want to know what people think of them. Do you like them or what? What do you think? I just want to know if it's worth it.
Yeah, really. I mean, it costs you money to have a host to host them. So if you enjoy them, let us know because we're paying for it.
Yeah, just tell me what you think of it, how cool it is or whatever. Some people have already, and that's really cool. I'm curious about the ratio of people that listen to the regular podcast and the Enhanced. I think the Enhanced thing is really cool, skipping chapters and all that. It's pretty neat.
Oh, and going back to Rick, that Mother Trucker video he did, I have to give him major props on the use of Ben Folds 5's Evaporated for the whole water gun thing. I was cracking up at that. Plus, Ben Folds 5 is one of my all-time favorite bands. So
I think his sense of humor is very funny. I like it. That kind of that dry wit. And the thing with the rock phone cracked me up.
The rock phone, the floor party. I love his little videos.
And he's still got the rock phone? I think you need to upgrade, mate. I just thought that was I thought that was hilarious.
Sorry if I hurt your feelings.
No, you didn't, Rick.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, Rick. Everything's cool with us.
If I'm ever in Australia, I'll look Rick up. We can make a video.
Yeah.
And not the kind of never mind.
Oh, what?
Screw you. I'm throwing
we
you
can
all
make
off.
A, shit. I'm just going to leave it alone. Never mind.
Screw you.
Whoa, hey, dude. Hey, Leo.
Hey, how about you sit the back down before me and you have a problem?
All right, Bill, let's check out entertainment. And I got to say, it's now 2-0 Pittsburgh, FU Wings.
But I turned it off. I couldn't do it. My eyes kept traveling to my right to look at the TV.
I'm not kidding. I'm done.
Oh, I guess Leo's a Red Wings fan. Now, Bill, I'm really excited that John Travolta is a bad guy in a movie again. It always works out well, like Broken Arrow. What is that fish movie?
Swordfish.
Swordfish. Those two quality flicks right there. Yeah.
And he always does that wonderfully natural laugh. That
I love what in Broken Arrow, it's supposed to be like he's insane. He's like, ain't it cool? Basically, I'm being sarcastic. They suck, both those movies.
How did he, you know, he was great in Pulp Fiction, and now it's like,
Well, he had Quentin Tarantino writing the words for him. Is the only thing
I think. I think he should only appear in Quentin Tarantino movies.
I wish.
Yeah, but okay. The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. Is it 123 or 123? I'm not sure.
It's 123.
And it's a Tony Scott film, Bill. You know how we love the Tony Scott, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we'll have lots of flash cuts and Dutch angles. And
Dutch angles.
Washouts.
Yeah. Now, I got to say that from what I've seen in the trailers, it doesn't look too over the top or anything.
I think Denzel really embodies Walter Matthau really well.
Yeah, he does. You know, my dad was telling me how great the original is.
And yeah, it is, with Robert Shaw and Walter Matthau. I watched it the other day.
And he did the same thing.
Hector Elizondo's in it, and he's so young.
He was like, why did they remake that movie? It's great. It's like, come on, this movie? You know, it's like, Dad, they're going to remake every movie. I just want you to know that. But people are complaining about remaking Alien. I can't believe Pelham 123, you have a problem with it.
Well,
you know?
You know what? This is hardly a remake. Because it's really
it's a book, isn't it?
Nothing like the original.
Right.
So I think it's more of a it's a reimagining, but
I believe it's a book. And it's the original film's based on a book, and I believe they based this on the book too, not the movie.
So much like how they're going to handle Old Boy. They're going to use the original manga, not the...
I haven't even seen the film.
Oh, God.
It's like, yeah, you're a liar.
That is the worst excuse I have ever heard for any remake of a film. Oh, we're not remaking the film. We're going back to the source material. Well, what did the original film use?
The source material?
Yeah, I'm so confused about that.
Are you going to go see this? I'm just curious.
Of course not, no.
How many movies is Denzel going to make with Tony Scott is what I want to know.
I think we should pull his card right now so that
you're not allowed to.
Tony Scott films, please.
I mean, I did like Man on Fire, like I said. I mean, I thought it was decent. When I say like, I mean I watched it and I was like, man, that wasn't bad.
Tony Scott's kind of on a remake kick, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because Man on Fire was a remake.
I'm ready for him to remake one of his own movies. Like, I'm gonna redo
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
I'm gonna redo True Romance or something like that.
Oh my God! Can you imagine if he remade True Romance?
Whoa! Is this a storm? What's going on? Oh, it's Steven! Hey!
Hey! Look what the storm blew in.
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
Whoa! Hey, Leo. Wow. Hey, Steven, it's nice for you to be here, huh?
Thanks.
Hey, what you doing over here, man? I made a cake for you, okay?
Hey, just came in from New York and forget about it. I'm back already.
We're going into reruns.
Whoa. Now, Steven, you don't know this, but Leo lost it on one of his shows and kind of cursed out his buddies, and he mentioned you also.
Sweet.
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else. Screw you.
So, Steven, welcome to the show, first of all. There's a storm outside.
Yes.
Has it started raining yet?
It's a little drizzly.
What are the chances the power's going to get knocked out during
100%.
The show? 100%. That's what I'm thinking. Because the other night, I went with my family. We went to the main event. You know, it's a big bowling, laser tag, video games or whatever. Power.
I thought you went to a boxing match.
It was like.
Oh, I thought it was at the movie theater, the main event.
No. Yeah. And, you know, I've
you
got
probably
my
thought
daughter
it was
there.
Nuts. What movie are you watching?
No, I knew what you meant. It was in the dark. And, you know, my daughter's there. We were bowling. So it's like, oh, what do we do now? And luckily, they gave out glow sticks to all the kids so they wouldn't be scared. So
oh, did
neat.
They hand out ecstasy too?
Yeah, they actually did. It was awesome.
Awesome.
Start playing some trance music.
Throwing you all off.
So eventually the power came on and a lot of people weren't there. This is for a company thing that my wife's company thing. And the guy was like, hey, you guys want these game cards? A lot of people left. So we had like, I don't know, $100 in game cards. Sweet. So we're playing
all
of these games and stuff and got a bunch
of
points.
What kind of games do they have there?
They have some arcade games, but they have a lot of those ticket kind of games. So my daughter had a blast. And they had one of these. Skee-ball. They had one of these carousel things with DVDs in it, like if you time it just right. And I was trying to win Space Chimps, but I couldn't get it. So
Space Chimps?
I probably spent like $10 trying to get Space Chimps. But yeah, I didn't even hear the movie was that good. But I was like, hey, Emma might like it.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay.
Steven went to see it on opening
Steven,
day.
Steven, you went to see Space Chimps? Oh, my God.
He's a huge fan of Space and Chimps.
It was on HD, HB,
HBO.
Nice.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Okay, guys, so also Imagine That with Eddie Murphy came out today. Hey, great kids film. Sounds like a lot of fun. Huh?
I can't wait till he makes a film with Brett Ratner.
Yeah.
That's next, I heard.
Wow.
Oh, great.
Now, Bill, we have somebody on the line right now. Hey, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello, fine says. How are you today?
Oh, no, not Andy.
Hey, it's Andy from the Hollywood Saloon. Hey, Andy, what's going on?
You know, when I hear those two little words come together, Tony and Scott, I got a call.
Oh, Tony Scott.
The war begins.
The first email I ever got from Andy was about Tony Scott. He was like, hey, I like the show, guys, but whoa, tap the brakes on that Tony Scott talk. And I was like, who is this guy? Yo, who is this guy over here?
That's the thing that brought us together. That's the original, that's where we first met. It's like, do you remember when we first met? Yes, it was over Tony Scott, remember?
It was ragging over Domino. And I hadn't even seen the film. I was just ragging on the trailer.
Hey, you know, I got to have respect for any director that can get that little cute tomboy nude.
Screw you. Screw you.
Leo, come on. So what's going on, Andy?
I checked it out last night at midnight, so I have been to the Pelham. So I've been there and witnessed it.
Oh, well, let me hear what you thought.
I had trouble with Travolta from the second, even from the trailers. You know, it's just like he's just so John Travolta. He just can't eclipse himself. You know, it's like you walk in there and you see him up there and he's doing his best to try to hide the fact that he is John Travolta. And all I can see is, go green light. He's playing against himself.
Right.
And I and he certainly cannot stand toe-to-toe with Denzel Washington. It's
but
like,
he's got tattoos
here's a real
on
actor,
his neck, Andy.
And here's you.
He's got tats on his neck. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That helps him slip into the role, right?
I think I appreciate the attempt, but it just more and more every day looks like, the Quentin was a one-off thing. You know, it's like,
right.
We got you in Pulp Fiction, but... if Quentin's not along to guide you, I just don't know that.
Yeah,
you're much
I think
of a
he needs a well. He needs a good director for a good performance, and Tony Scott just isn't that director.
So you're telling me the film? Well, what did you think of the film? Oh, those fighting words, Andy. What do you have to say about
no,
that?
No. I think we all know that Tony Scott is not like an actor's director. It's not like we're going to get some sort of award-winning performance out of this. I mean, that's not his ball game. Tony is a visualist.
He's a visualist.
He's a visual the jerk office.
Hey, do you guys remember in all of his films, there's like always like smoke in the room with light coming in from the the windows?
That was in the first half of his career before he discovered,
If you ever see the movie The Hunger, he was more concerned with the light coming in through the windows than any of the rest of the movie.
Well, it was his first film, too.
Listen to that laugh Andy gave, like,
That's hilarious.
I will always enjoy him as a, with his visual sense of things.
Hey, Last Boy Scout, True Romance. Yeah. I dig those flicks.
There was four movies he did back-to-back that I actually liked. Days of Thunder, Last Boy Scout, True Romance, and Crimson Tide. After that, it went to shit.
Thunder? Yeah.
Well, I think you're completely wrong on Man on Fire. I think Man on Fire is outstanding. I know that you said you liked it, Jason. That's fine. I think I
enjoyed the visual style. I also liked the way he handled the subtitles. It was the first time I'd seen that.
Subtitles were awesome in that movie, actually.
How he put them over the actors all over the screen instead of just having them at the bottom. It was handled a really nice way, but I give more credit to Brian Helgeland for adapting the novel or remaking
That's not necessarily why I love it. I mean, it's just your typical revenge story. I mean, you pick up Denzel, you drop Mel Gibson in there, and you got a Mel Gibson movie. I mean, it's nothing outrageous there. I see a Tony Scott movie for Tony Scott. I mean, really, asking your average person to watch a Tony Scott film like I watch a Tony Scott film or someone else who's watching it for that particular reason, it's just bringing totally different
say,
eyes to it.
I would never say in the same breath Michael Bay, Tony Scott. I think Tony Scott is much better than that. He does much more entertaining films. He has much more craft to what he does. Like, what he's, say, like Domino, which I thought was irritating. You could see the guy was trying all sorts of creative things. I just,
yeah.
The movie just annoyed the living shit out of me.
Yeah, you know what else is similar to Domino in that way is the other movie he did with Denzel, that Deja Vu. It's really overindulgent to an extreme.
Well, Domino, I mean, this is nothing we haven't, I think we've talked about this before, and, you know, we have, the Saloon had done a Tony Scott show a few years ago. I mean, Domino is his overindulgence. I mean, that was the peak, like,
right.
Okay, you
he's
can't
just,
commercially
you know,
direct a film.
And he's allowed
like this
to
anymore.
Do that. He's allowed to do that. It's fine, you know?
Oh, no, it was fine until no one paid to see it anymore. You know what I mean? Which is what Domino was. At that point, you have to, he knew he had to pull back. He pulled it way back for Deja Vu, I think.
Yeah. No way. It was so Michael Bayish and its overindulgence.
See, the thing is, I understand the comparison to Michael Bay because I think it's there. But Michael Bay is like a retarded moose who got shot who's trying to walk around.
All
and
right, well, then Tony Scott's the father of the retarded moose.
No, Tony Scott has at least got some sort of a sense of where he's going. And I think it's daring,
so
where Michael Bay, it's just juiced for the point of being juiced. And Scott is playing with certain rhythms there. And I think it's a little more educated than Bay. I understand that it's the same genre of filmmaking, if you will. I honestly think he could never make a film like Crimson Tide. I think he'll make a film even remotely like that.
Well, Crimson Tide was just so perfect. It wasn't like this overstated shit he got into in the 2000s. It was almost like a single camera shoot.
He went pretty insane when he got to Man on Fire, and then he just stepped over the bound with Domino and experimented and went too far, and then he pulled it back. And
I believe
fine.
Domino was first,
I love
wasn't
that he
it?
Went that far. It's not a good movie, but it's fascinating to me that he's interested in going there and not worried. So it's like, you know, in Hollywood today, you are not going to find many people who even have the opportunity to experiment artistically with visuals because it's just all about focus groups and getting something that's middle of the road, bottom of the basement. I mean, you guys saw this with Speed Racer as well. I think we're all fans of Speed Racer here, but we saw how the industry and how the public just demolished that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that happened with Domino. It's just that...
I'm not going to curse the guy for doing something creative like that. It just, you know...
That's what I'm saying. It either works
it
or doesn't
work.
And it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
Well, and Domino, the movie itself, is just bad.
No, it is. It absolutely is. And I won't fight you on that. But again,
I'm not saying it's Tony Scott's fault. I'm just saying it's bad.
Well, no, it is, Tony. I mean, if you're the director, it's your fault. I mean, there's not a great narrative underneath it. But like I've said before, I'm excited that he passionately goes after something that hasn't happened before, and then he's got the balls to experiment. He plays around. He still has that to a certain degree in this new film in Pelham, at least the opening sequence. He kind of gets it all out in the opening sequence. And he's trying to create this fast energy, this bam, 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 bam. The movie, ultimately, I think is not a good movie. Pelham. Yeah, I just think Travolta is just way, it's just miscast. I just I can't believe him for a second. He's likable.
Does
but,
he go, ain't
anyway,
cool? Like he did in Broken Arrow?
He just says, you know, mother scratcher a lot.
Okay.
And that's his character. It's like he's mad because he just gets to keep saying MF, MF, MF.
Now let me ask you this, Andy. Okay, wait. I want to rate this. I want to get your order. 1, 2, 3. Broken Arrow, Swordfish, Pelham 1, 2, 3. Which is the best?
I don't like any of them.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, I don't like any of them. I buy him as a bad guy, and they try to play him sympathetically, and they try to dig into this. You know, they're trying to channel that relationship between John McClane and the Twinkie-eating dude and Die Hard, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. And it never gets off. It never takes off there, because at the same time, Travolta's character is pretty damn vicious. He's pretty ferocious. So,
how dare you call Reginald Vell Johnson the Twinkie-eating dude?
Yeah.
Now, why the hell did they cast John Travolta in this is what I want to know.
I figure he was attached to it or something. I don't know. It's just, you know, it feels like there's this whole setup, and then they cop out at the end and don't go through with this kind of anti-city government statement. You'll see what I'm talking about.
If they're
going to
cast somebody like Tony Soprano as the mayor,
what a completely
wasted role on that.
Well, number and they don't. It's a completely wasted role. Tony Soprano should have been the Travolta role. That guy should have, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what? He would have, man, he would have ripped that shit up.
That's what I'm saying. Travolta never comes across as anything but Travolta. It's a casting issue and it's a scripting issue, but I like what Tony did. So, you know, again, Tony wins for me even when he makes a bad movie. So, you know.
You know what? You're allowed. You're allowed to like Tony Scott. I like, and like I said, I like four Tony Scott movies. I have a respect for him as a filmmaker. I just don't like him.
I still, why did you, I want to know why Bill listed Days of Thunder in that list.
Yeah.
I like Days of Thunder. Hey, you know, Days of Thunder is such bubblegum.
I would take revenge over Days of Thunder.
Oh, it's like trying to stab, you know, a wooden shank in your eye. It's just,
God, that's dramatic.
It's just so absurd, Days of Thunder. Oh. It's just so bad that you have to,
I don't know,
I saw it when I was very young. I saw it, it was a double feature I got dragged to. I don't know what year that came out.
I liked it back in college. I saw it in college and I dug it, but it's just
nothing I can't do with a race car.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's terrible. But it's one of those movies that I got dragged to a double feature of Ghost and Days of Thunder.
Oh, hell yeah. What are you going to like better?
Ghost, when you're like 13 years old, is painful.
Kill yourself.
And then you get a movie like Days of Thunder, which raises its manliness. It's, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, I can dig this.
Are you joining our book club, Andy? Huh? You going to read The Gunslinger?
I am. I've actually read The Gunslinger and the four books after, or the three books after it, but it's been so many years since I was in college, but I just got to go pick it up. I'll pick it up, and I will join you, gentlemen.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Andy. It was good to hear from you. We haven't heard from you for a while on the show. Thanks for calling
in. Yeah, really.
That's right. That's right. Well, good day, sir. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
You lose!
Screw you. I'm throwing you all off. Fuck you guys.
Whoa. What do you guys say we do What's on Your TiVo or whatever? DVR, VHS, little SD card. Maybe you put your shows on, Steven, something like that. All right.
Slingbox.
Yeah, Slingbox. What's on your Slingbox? We'll do that.
That sounds wrong.
What's on your Slingbox? All right. First of all, we have I Am a Celebrity. Get me out of here. We got to get this out of the way first. You don't mind, Steven, do you?
No, go for it.
Now, the first part of this, I believe Heidi and Spencer are gone, right, Bill? They left. Because
they are.
They actually came back, but then Heidi injured her foot or something?
No. Heidi is an idiot. And she didn't listen to the doctor saying, in the jungle, you're sweating a lot. You've got to drink 4 to 6 bottles of water a day or you're going to get dehydrated. What did she do? She drank one. So she got dehydrated, she got ulcers, and she ended up going to the hospital and getting sent home.
Oh, I got you. So she just passed out. So she could have come back easily after having an IV bag for a while or something?
Yeah, exactly.
But they decided to leave.
Yeah.
So
it's too tough. She can't drink 4 bottles of water.
That's too hard.
You can't expect her to do
it
that.
It doesn't taste like anything. So they replaced her.
I need a mimosa.
Wow.
Wow.
You do, Steven?
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Leo.
Wow. Sorry.
She's really angry at you, Steven. So,
I'm going to kick Leo's ass.
Screw you.
I'm going to kick your ass, Leo. Cut it out.
So they replaced her with her sister, who no one knows who she is, right?
Yeah, I love when she walked in. They're all like, who are you?
And she is, what's her name again?
Holly.
Holly Montag, right?
Holly Montag, yeah.
So also, they do little competitions for food, and it seems like the men win all the time, don't they? And the poor women are always starving.
This is the first week that the women have really come out.
So Sanjaya is starving.
Yeah. No. Oh, well, I get it. So basically what happens here, and I don't understand this at all, Bill, they win some kind of thing with granola bars. And Janice Dickinson steals one of them and eats it, right?
Yeah, she's such a conniving witch.
But then later on, she pretends like she did it, and she doesn't...
Oh, no, of course she didn't. It was some bizarro world.
Is it because she wants another one? Is that what it is? I don't understand why she
even bothered. You know what? Yeah, I think that's what it was. She stole one, crammed it down her gullet, and then whenever it came time to get another one, she's like, bite, can I have one?
All right.
So, yeah, she did it to get two.
Let's check this out.
The girls had won a luxury item, physical fitness type items, and four granola bars.
When Patty and I saw the prize, we saw four granola bars and four smoothies, which I was really excited about the granola bars.
Luxury item. But we're not working out enough. Oh, all right. Yay.
Pretty cool.
Is there a power bar?
We can make
four granola bars in there. Now there's three. So somebody take one out.
Did you drop one?
No.
It was four and now there's three. That's uncool if someone swiped one of the...
Older Baldwin.
Oh, man. I have no idea who might have taken the granola bar. Certainly, the easy thing to do would be to just rush to judgment and blame Janice.
Bite?
It's funny, Bill, that they all knew it was her anyway.
You didn't grab one out of confession?
Oh, yeah.
One was missing. I don't know. Maybe somebody dropped it. I don't know.
All right.
Uh-huh. And she's even pretending like the camera people didn't notice she ate it.
So if someone took the bar, no one's going to admit to it.
Oh, come on, man.
That's not important?
No one here steals.
Did you count four bars?
I saw four.
Wow.
One bar was missing and everyone looked at me and I was like, okay, blame it on the booty. They're just going to like me. On top of it, I'm menopausing.
That helps to know, actually.
So she's going through menopause in the jungle, I guess?
Yeah, that's why it makes her extra hungry.
Wow. So basically, she's just kind of crazy, I guess.
She's crazy. She makes excuses.
And they also showed before where she just steals stuff all the time, like pillows and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's like one of the first weeks of the episode. She stole mattresses. She stole pillows. She just takes stuff because she feels she's entitled to. And then whenever people question her about it, she's just like, oh, I didn't take anything. What are you talking about?
Okay, who has been eliminated on the show so far? Because I know they're supposed to get rid of people each week.
Okay, so the first week it was Angela from Frangella. The two black female comedians that are always on the VH1 shows.
Right, one of those. And the other lady's kind of like just sitting there without her best bud. I mean,
and she left because she couldn't hack it.
Oh, she's already gone?
Yeah, she left. And I think just this Friday or this Thursday, Daniel Baldwin got voted off. It was between him and John Sally.
That's so funny. So people are like, get that guy off of there. Ugh.
Who is that? No, what it is they vote for who they want to keep. And he obviously didn't have the installed fan base for people to vote for him. Plus, he was the major instigator with the Janice stuff.
Okay. So also, you know, I watched some of it yesterday. Basically, what I do is I watch some of it until my wife gets home and is like, I swear I wasn't watching
that. I wasn't watching that. It wasn't me.
And Janice is taking upon herself to play a matchmaker, I guess. She's like, oh, Holly, Sanjaya, whatever you say his name, just love
Sanjaya.
You guys would be so great together. And I was just like, does she not know the guy's obviously, if he's not gay, he's confused is what I'm thinking.
He's queer as a $3 bill.
Let's check this out.
What I think's going on is Sanjaya and Holly are starting to have a thing for one another because Holly said to me, oh, I think Sanjaya's the sexiest man on earth. And I said, really? I can't wait for the makeout. I'm telling you, it would be global.
Global?
He has a heart of gold.
Yeah, no, I guess.
But he has a heart of gold.
He also has a butthole saved for men.
Sanjaya is just one of the nicest people. I can just tell he has a really genuine heart, and he's very talented.
He's a nice guy.
And I'm just really enjoying hanging out with him.
Oh, good Lord.
This is beautiful.
I wonder if that's Liberace.
Thanks for doing my hair.
No problem. Thanks for letting me.
How's it look?
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This better be good.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
That poor girl.
Everybody else. Well, you know what? It's also very safe to be friends with a gay guy, right? So maybe they're just best friends, is what they found.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they
whatever
have a
that's.
Lot in common.
You never have
they
to worry about
like
the guy
women.
Getting a little too handsy or anything.
Yeah, he's non-threatening.
Yeah.
So okay, for some reason on John and Kate plus 8, I had to bring this back. I'm sorry. I know we just did.
I haven't even been watching it. I can't.
I don't watch it either, honestly.
Liar.
But when they do, oh, Steve, what? How dare you say that to me, Steven?
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
For some reason, they're crossing it over with the other TLC shows. I'm waiting for them to show up on Cake Boss.
Oh man, have they showed up on The Little Couple yet?
I don't know.
The Little Couple is the best freaking show ever. I love it because it's got the little chick is like 2.5 feet tall, and then the little dude that's like 4 foot tall, and it's just them and their life. It's like playing The Sims, watching these two little
people.
I love
The Sims.
Yeah, they rock.
Okay, so the American Chopper guys show up on the show, huh?
The hell are they doing there?
They're going to make 8 mini choppers.
They're building a bike for John so he can get out of the house every once in a while.
So he can leave his family in the dust.
Like, I'm out of here. He's got his little.
I am out of here.
He's packed his knapsack. And let's go ahead and check this out. And I'm pretty sure the old geezer, the grumpy old dad, he's just as big an asshole as the guy's wife. So this guy can't get away from the assholes, can he? Let's check this out.
I have this habit of trying to intimidate people right out of the gate. He just seems like the type of guy that you could have fun with him that way. And he took it well, dished out a little bit. So, you know, we're off to a good start.
I think he forgot who I was married to.
John, where's John? John, don't leave that over there like that, all right? Because you know what? We'll start calling you Paul Jr.
I don't worry about it.
Pick it, straighten it out, okay, right, before you move to something else. Go over there and clean it.
All right.
What the Triple Tree down.
You know what? You sound
Put
like
it
my
down.
Wife.
Yeah. Not that bad, right?
I'll tell you a couple that are really cool features about this bike. I mean, the paint's cool.
Uh-huh.
You got the dice, and you got the name stuff like that. But if you look at this bike, and you might not have noticed it, it's a dual pulley. There's a pulley on both sides of the rear tire.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. If I hear one more squeak, you'll go take a nap. One more, and it's nap time. That's what I thought.
Whoa, iron fist.
Somebody gonna let him out?
Yeah, let him out. Let him go, man.
Yeah, let him go.
So John rides away at the end, I guess. I don't think he's coming back.
No, I wouldn't either. I'd ride right into a friggin' wall.
I would ride off into the sunset and then like 10 years later write my kids a letter saying, I'm really, really sorry, but your mom, I couldn't take it anymore.
I'm not kidding. I'm done.
Watch the old shows and you'll see what I'm talking about, kids.
Exactly. Yeah. They couldn't hold it against him.
She's just bitchy to him, but she plays it off like, ha, 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 or whatever, for the audience.
She's bitchy to everyone. Did you see the episode where Emeril was on? It was like the 100th episode. And she's slapping him with spatulas.
You know, I saw the episode where they had the guy from Planet Green come over to green out their house to make it green with solar panels or whatever. And she was just getting on his last nerve. And he's like this nice guy. Hey, let's see what you got with your house. He's like a really nice, personable guy. And this guy was like, God, you know, he's ready to kill her or something, you know?
Hey, how about you sit the fuck back down before me and you have a problem?
All right, well, Conan is still going strong. And last night he had Norm MacDonald on the show, huh?
I wish I had
Norm MacDonald. Turd Ferguson.
What the hell has Norm MacDonald been up to? But he chose, for some reason, his whole bit, it was to rag on Andy. Like, what the hell has Andy been doing since he was off the show? And it was kind of funny. Let's check this out.
Andy comes up to me and he goes, hey man, I got a way to make some money. I said, what is your way? He goes, I'm going to become a male prostitute. Now I said, Andy, you're not gay. It doesn't make any sense. He goes, but a guy has to make a dollar. So I said, all right, do what you want. You know? So he comes to me the next day and he says, hey, I'm buying breakfast. I says, why is that? He says, I made $450.05 last night. And I said, well, who on earth gave you 5 cents? He said, every one of them.
Good God, you're a horse's ass.
I was concerned. That's simple arithmetic.
I have to do.
That's 9,001
dudes.
He says he's mature, and I think it's because he's telling my grandfather's joke.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Stop it, both of you.
So it's been good times, except for the one night Conan had Dane Cook on.
Ugh.
And luckily that was the night of the storm, so it kind of knocked it out for a bit.
There wasn't a sniper in the audience?
No. But you know what? Jimmy Fallon this week had the guy that had to do with that Project Natal on the Xbox.
Kudo something. He always wears those big Elvis glasses.
And they had Bill Compton from True Blood, and they had
that was so cool.
And they had the guy from The Office, and they were all playing with it. And like, there was playing some game where you hit a ball or something.
Yeah,
and also they
Bill
showed,
Compton actually kicked ass at that thing, and he looked like he was actually having fun.
They played Burnout Paradise also with no controller, just using the foot. And at first,
yeah, that was cool.
When I heard about this, I was like, oh, what. You know, I'm never going to want to play this, but when I saw that demonstration, I was like, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play a martial arts game. You know, something like that.
Yeah, that's Project Natal. When I saw it at the E3 thing, I was like, but the more I see it, the more I'm just in awe of it all. And they've brought on some amazing people to finalize it and work on it. And I think it's really going to be something great whenever it does come out.
They even hired that guy that had the viral YouTube video of messing with the Wii, and he had the glasses and the 3D image.
He developed that whole, that 3D view thing. Whenever you turn your head, the screen changes and all that.
They even gave him a TED conference where he showed it to everybody.
Yeah.
That guy's been hired on Project Natal, which is really cool.
So, that's got to kick ass.
Did you pay for the pre?
Do what? All right, Bill, what do you say? We take a break and we'll be right back and talk about the Cake Boss. Hey, what do you say?
Hey, Cake Boss!
Screw you.
Okay.
Screw you!
Okay, we'll be right back, everybody.
Mm-hmm, I heard that. I wish I didn't hear that, but I just heard that.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Smoke,
it's the new Hershey's Kisses snack bag.
Wow, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder.
No, it's our new snack pack again.
Look, there's 8 Hershey's Kisses inside.
Yum.
Each with that big taste of Hershey's chocolate.
And it's the same price as a candy bar. Again?
I gotta get me a new head.
I gotta get the new Hershey's Kisses snack pack.
Hurry up, Mike. We want to go to McDonald's.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm running to this pinball game.
Big stack, big Mac, go-go.
Great taste, fat beat, gather on a roll. Hot cold, a battle, dicky, and sex.
A
cold, can you be a good time, a great taste. Really, it's my place. The good time, great taste. Of Mickey, you'll win.
Boy, that made me hungry.
Of McDonald's.
You guys coming?
On Family Ties, Alex loses a close friend.
Everyone has their own personal way of grieving.
Was that a funeral or what?
But when his friend returns from beyond...
Gregor is back!
Will Alex go over the edge?
How can I help?
I think I want to be a monk.
Or will he start looking for an answer?
There is, however, one question I must ask.
No girls.
That was it.
Next time on Family Ties.
Hey, Cookie, more pecani sauce. This ain't paste pecani sauce.
What's the difference?
Cookie, paste pecani sauce is made in San Antonio with fresh vegetables and spices by people who know what pecani sauce is supposed to taste like.
This stuff's made in New York City?
New York City?
Get a rope.
Pick up the original Picante sauce. Pick up the pace.
Day after day, Toothopolis stands behind its beautiful wall of teeth, ever vulnerable to the cavity creeps.
We climb tooth, make hole.
The cavity creeps. I'll call the Crest team.
The siren. The cavity creeps must be near our beloved wall of teeth.
Yes, at the upper back molar.
Hurry into the Crestmobile.
Crest, protect us.
This good spot for big hole.
We must fight the cavity creeps with our fluoride.
Take this, cavity creeps.
Crest! No!
Drat that Crest.
Yay! Toothopolis is saved!
The cavity creeps are a constant threat to every Toothopolis.
So you must fight with us.
Have regular checkups.
Watch treats.
And brush after every meal with C.
R-E-S-T.
Hey! Careful with that fudge.
Sorry, Ernie. It's the rookie's first time covering cookies.
Do I have to use so much fudge?
We're elves. We always use lots.
Lots of rich, creamy fudge makes our good Keebler cookies taste even more uncommonly good.
Keep your eye on a cookie, kid.
Making Keebler fudge-covered cookies takes lots of fudge.
And lots of practice.
Fudge sticks, fudge stripes, fudge marshmallows, and deluxe Grahams from Keebler.
Your king has been invaded by Alphabets. Please help.
Hey, I'm hungry. Yo, want a Whopper? No problem.
Just $2.99 and a flame-broiled Whopper or large sandwich gets you your own Alf. Four different furry aliens. Each comes with his own record.
Because we're doing the Mel Mac Rock.
These aliens are friendly, but they're getting out of hand. Hurry. Just $2.99 gets another Alf out of here.
We do it like you do it at Burger King.
Where'd you park?
Lost?
Yeah, I've been adrift for days, and I'm tired of frozen breakfasts.
Then follow my snoot to flavors of fruit. Follow my nose.
Whoa!
Kellogg's Fruit Loop Cereal, with natural orange, lemon, and cherry flavors, and lots of vitamin C, part of this complete breakfast.
They're cool.
Space aliens, they could be anyone. You can have the power to find them with your alien detector kit. One free in Fruit Loops. You can find out who or what is out there.
One, two, three.
I can hear and feel it when the clock strikes three. I can touch it, taste it, I'm finally free. Cause it's my time, it's up to me. I see Hula Punch when it's up to me.
Check out new Hula Punch. Fruity Hawaiian taste from High C.
High C when it's up to me.
New High C Hula Punch. It's totally Hawaiian.
Yeah! Presenting my special Crunch Berries.
Crunch Berries. Such a fun bunch to eat.
Crunch Berries.
So, that many crunches.
Crunch Berries.
And berries.
Sweet.
You may be sweet, but that Noah's a little sour. Crunch Berries are part of a balanced breakfast.
Ghostbusters!
Looks haunted. We're cool. We got ghost zap. Let's find those ghosts.
Batteries not included.
Yeah! I'm no ghost, but he is. I'll project one, too.
Over here.
We're being watched.
Fire ghost zappers.
Turn to high frequency.
We ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Ghost zapper ghost projector guns, each sold separately. Ghostbusters from Kenner.
Who tried to bite a Chips Ahoy cookie without biting a chip?
I'll reconstruct the crime. Snack time. Someone spies a playful of Chips Ahoy cookies. He bites a chip. He tries again, but the chips are stacked against him.
Original, chewy, and striped Chips Ahoy.
I confess, I did it, and I'll do it again.
Did you bite a chip?
Tuesday on the A-Team, Mr. T falls for an African beauty. But when she's abducted, he goes headhunting. And the Riptide guys have a client, but
the man is dead.
So who's trying to cream Cody? Knock off Nick. Then Remington Steele protects a singer who's tired of being dumped on. But is this case Laura's swan song? Tuesday.
Who's dumping on what?
Have me some fun.
All right, we're back. Hey, everyone, we're back. Thank you very much. Now, Bill, Mr. T is falling in love with an African beauty.
Yes.
The Riptide guys.
Cody. The Riptide guys.
Someone's trying to cream Cody. And then, what was the last one?
Remington Steele.
Remington Steele.
Yeah. Is protecting a singer who somebody's trying to dump on.
Someone's trying to dump on a singer. So that NBC guy, kudos to you, buddy.
Yeah, you know, we were looking at a bunch of those this week, and it's so funny how those things are always like in twos, but then whenever it's like something serious, like there was one like on this week's LA Law,
yeah,
so and so has to deal with bigotry, and then on Riptide,
yes, and then he gets all like, woo, hey,
those guys are
Cody
so
gets creamed.
All right, Bill, I just want to say that it's still 2-0 in the third
period.
Yeah,
I turned it on during the break.
All right, well, you might want to turn it off. I don't know.
Yeah, I am now.
It's really distracting. I'm trying not to look. I'm just kidding.
I was just biting my fingernails during the Red Wings power play.
Because I'm rooting against the Wings, and I'm rooting for the Penguins, but they're your team, so I can understand you being really
into. Yes, they are.
Now,
my hometown team.
A good way to take your mind off this is a little bit of Cake Boss talk, eh?
Cake Boss!
Hey, got the little Cake Boss. Now, first of all, in the Cake Boss, they got some bad water in the shop there. It's brown when you pour
it. Oh, that New Jersey water, what the hell?
It's brown. Now, shouldn't they have, like, a filter system on there if they're making cakes
and
stuff?
If they're baking cakes, yes, they should probably have some sort of reverse osmosis system on it.
Well, they don't, because you turn it on, fill it up, it's brown! So, okay, first of all, in this clip here, Buddy, I got his name wrong last week, I kept calling him Bobby, his name is Buddy!
It's Bobby!
It's Bobby. He gets a fake intercom lady, I guess it's his sister, saying, hey, Bobby, or Buddy, I think they're using the brown water. And it's all post-production. There's no way this even happened. Let's check it out.
Wait, it's ADR?
Yeah, check it out. It's awesome.
So today, we had this problem with brown water coming out of the taps. And I gave very specific instructions that nobody's supposed to use the water. But does anybody listen to me? Of course not.
Buddy, better check downstairs, because I think they're using that brown water.
Oh!
Uh-oh, she's pissed. Listen to that music.
But didn't I say not to use the water? Didn't I say not to die?
They told me to use the water!
Was I in here? I was outside!
I said not to use the water!
You were next to me, and I'll show you the water, and you say go ahead and put it inside!
Look, it's brown!
It's brown, yeah!
You're making the cake with the shit
the water.
Cake.
Let the water look like a shit. What's wrong with
it? Can I show you the water?
And you were standing here watching them?
Yeah.
He's the senior guy. He told me you to do it. Take out his job, okay? Go to the garbage.
I'm right. What's wrong about that?
Okay? Go get water. Go get some water.
Oh, we throw this in the garbage.
I mean, it's just a little thing.
Whoa. So staged. Whoa. So,
that wasn't staged. That was real drama. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I know. That was just shocking.
That was right out of the John Travolta School of Acting.
I think they're using that brown water.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
And I love one of the big guys. He comes back with a couple of jugs of water, and he opens the door, and the other guy, the other wise guy, he opens up, he takes the brown water, and he goes, psh, throws it on me. He goes, hey, what you doing over here? And he's like, hey, that's what you get for blaming me.
They're all like the Fonz.
It was just so ridiculous. But then,
what you doing over here?
It all kind of gets serious, though, Bill.
Oh, no.
Because the local mom boss comes into the store, and I love it. They don't outright say it, but you can tell because the music they play in the background. And just listen to the way the guy doesn't talk at all. He doesn't sound Italian at all to me at all.
Donnie
he just talks.
Two Donuts comes in.
he has a normal he has a normal voice, okay? And then all of a sudden he's like, is this going to be a problem for you or whatever? He says like, I forget what he says exactly, but it's hilarious. Let's check it out. I just hope that Buddy, he knows what he's gotten into.
So what's the occasion?
Well, we have one of the guys at the club. He's going to be nominated as Man of the Year, so we might get a special cake made up for him.
How do you get nominated to be Man of the Year?
You know, he does a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, he helps the community. You know, he's the boss. He's the boss. It's got to be big. Maybe like in a casino theme, like a roulette wheel. Has to be authentic. The numbers put perfectly in the right order and sequence. Really, almost like you're not going to know it's a cake. You're going to know it's like a roulette wheel, and you're just actually playing there. You got to do this cake, or you put me in a bad situation.
Holy shit.
I definitely want to do the right thing by you guys, so I'm going to try my best to get this started and do it right. I got to bring this cake to a social club, and I'm like, I'm taking my big boys with me.
Okay, first of all, in this part, he's already made the cake. The cake is a big roulette wheel. You know, the whole betting thing with the numbers, and you got the spinning thing. You know, it's totally gimmicky and stupid looking, but that's what they wanted, right? He did, you know, you got to make this cake for me and do me right, right? But there's this part where they're loading up the cake in the truck, and he's like, I got all my big guys with me. You know, they got my back or whatever. You know, that's what Buddy's saying. I was like, what? Give me a break.
You never know. If they don't like the cake, I got the right crew with me.
What?
So if the pack and heat.
I'm pulling up to the place. I see guys sitting outside giving me like looks like, you looking at me?
Oh,
really, really old school kind of guys.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up. That's so stupid.
You better check downstairs because I think they're using that brown water.
Yeah, okay.
Can you do that read one more time? Makes it sound a little more natural.
Yeah, make it sound a little bit natural. Hey, you make me this cake.
Pinch your nose, make it sound like you're talking through a mic.
We got this
megaphone for you.
But the guy, he doesn't even sound like Italian until he's like...
You gotta do this cake or you put me in a bad situation.
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes. He slips. You put me in a bad situation.
He's like, oh, whoa. Oh, hey, you're Italian? Hey, I didn't even
know what I'm talking about? You capiche?
He does this, okay, he does that, a little bit of this,
go get
that.
Some water.
He's like, if you don't do what we want, we kill all your sisters. Oh, really?
If
you would
oh,
you?
Well, that's actually a good
well,
thing.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't make your little cake, Mr. Mob Boss.
If this cake don't look like a real roulette table, I'm going to put a horse's head in your bed.
Go downstairs, Mary. Go downstairs, Mary.
good old Mary. She's the star of the show, isn't she?
Mary really is the star of the show.
But it's basically every week he's making a cake and they, whatever little kind of thing happens.
Dude, come in every week and order a cake. And I'm having my daughter's birthday party.
Every Italian is threatening, like, I gotta make this cake, or they'll kill me. What am I gonna do?
I got it to make
I
it
want
look
to
like
one
a
of them
carousel
special
horses.
Cream puff cakes.
I was waiting for the guy to come in. He's like, hey, yo, you got your protection money this week, buddy? He's like, whoa, hey, I got some TLC cameras here. Yeah, that's what I love. He's like, I got to bring my crew down there just in case things go south or something. It's like, you got the TLC camera crew with you.
I don't care about these cameras. You see Sopranos, you know Johnny Cakes, I'll stick a bat in your ass.
You got to do this cake or you put me in a bad situation.
All right, let's talk about a much better show, and it's called Jesse James is a Dead Man. We talked about it last week, and it's awesome because this week, Bill, Jesse James versus the cops.
Dun, dun.
And it's all about Jesse James trying to outrun the cops. What is he? He goes online. He buys a Camaro. He soups it up.
Why don't we go to Auto Trader? Oh, okay. Autotrader.com.
Yeah. And they put a roll cage in. They hook it up with the nitrous. It's pretty badass. He's got it all souped up. And I love they even hide the nitrous in case the cops look. They don't want him to know. So he's out there with real Orange County cops. And one thing that we were kind of laughing about earlier in the show, Bill, is how they kind of stage it at times like it's really dramatic and serious that Jesse... He's gone into a populated area or something. He's endangering human lives. And
he's on the golf course. He's crazy. He's going to kill somebody.
And then I was like, we got people running for their lives. And there's no – they show nobody. And there's even a part where he drives in his lane and the car on the other side of the street is parked. I don't even think it's driving. And he goes, whoa, he almost hit that car. It's like, he did not.
It's obvious. What's funny about that is it's obviously a crew car.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the show, when they show the shot of the Camaro being towed off, the car drives past the tow truck. The exact same car.
And also, he's on a street, a populated street. Yeah, but it's an abandoned town or something.
Yeah, it's like an abandoned subdivision or something.
It's what I read in the comments, like people, you can read on the comments there. It's like, oh, this is bullshit. That's an abandoned Air Force base or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I love about this whole thing, of course, is the narrator. The guy is awesome. Don't we love him?
No. You know, the narrator actually was one up this week
by the helicopter.
The helicopter guy. The helicopter guy was so bad.
He's like, we got to get this guy. You know, yeah, it was hilarious. Let's go ahead and check this out. The helicopter guy.
Bad
gold.
Acting studio.
It was awesome. Let's go ahead and check this out.
Better check downstairs, because I think they're using that brown water.
Oh, wait. Hold on, guys. I got to go downstairs real quick. All right, let's check this out.
Jesse James is the direct blood descendant of America's most notorious outlaw.
Awesome.
And outlaws always run from the cops. There are no rules in this high-speed chase, but no one saw this coming.
No, not at all. Even though he previewed...
Yeah, 1 minute. Eat shit, Detroit. Yeah. Empty net.
Screw you. I'm throwing you all off. Fuck you guys.
Whoa, Leo's a Red Wings fan. Nah, he's a San Jose fan. He's up there in San Francisco. Let's go, Pittsburgh. Let's go, Pittsburgh. Hey, Bill, are we back on yet?
Yeah, we're back.
And we're back. Hey, I lost power.
Put it in that empty net. Put it in the empty net.
Empty netter. Empty netter. Come on. Empty netter.
51 seconds. Come on. Come on.
There you go.
Come on. We'll resume the Jesse James
in
show.
30 seconds.
Yeah. 30 seconds. Hopefully. Stoppage of play.
You sons of bitches.
Sorry, everybody. Had a little bit of power outage, but we're back. We knew it was going to happen. We're fighting through it. All is well.
Come on.
So everyone knows, we're watching the finals of the...
The final 30 seconds.
The Stanley Cup Finals. Pittsburgh 2, Detroit 1, 32 seconds to go.
Here Game we go. On! Behind the blue line. Oh!
Nope.
Oh.
17 seconds into the stands. Man, they're really dragging this last 30 seconds
Give
out.
Give us some play-by-play, Bill. Come on.
I can't do play-by-play. My ass is too puckered.
Wow. You know what's funny about us losing power? The storm is gone.
Look how tense they all are in that box.
How you doing over there, Steven?
Good.
How's your breathing, Steven? Are you doing good?
Wow. Come on, Leo.
I'm not kidding. I'm done. Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
Thank you.
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
Okay, Leo. Okay.
Where else can I do the show?
We're going into reruns.
Hey, I'm going to replay this for Steven all while right. We're watching this.
16 seconds.
I don't have a pick.
Are you happy with it?
Love it. It's
Why?
It's quite impressive. Well, you know, I thought that maybe...
Hold on. Did you pay for the pre? Like, let's get the disclosures out of the way right away.
This is a one-week 14, review unit. I couldn't
12,
get one. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to get. I was going to go out and get one this afternoon.
Okay, so you got a pre. You're one of the very few people that got a pre review.
Not at all. I think there are quite a few reviewers. Mike, that's BS, and I'm really pissed off that you would imply that in some way that this free, quote, free pre that I send back in 7 days would in any way predispose me. Screw you.
What are you going to do about it?
Mike, you are such a troll. Screw you.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm not kidding.
I'm going to watch the video.
You asshole. Screw you.
I don't think he's being serious.
I'm being very serious, Mike. That's bullshit.
How is it bullshit?
I'm infuriating. I'm infuriated that you would imply
is Oprah
that because
break
I have
his
a review unit that would somehow influence me. Screw you. I'm throwing you all off. Fuck you guys.
Whoa.
I'm not kidding.
No.
Done.
Oh, shit. That was close.
We're going into reruns.
Yeah!
Penguins win the Stanley Cup! F you, Red Wings!
Do the show somewhere else.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Beat at home.
And they won it in Detroit. How's that an ass-fisting?
And remember this, they were in the finals last year and got beat by the Red Wings, so they're back this year, and then they beat the Red Wings.
Very nice.
Nice. Well, how
so
about
happy for Pittsburgh. They needed this so bad.
How about that, Bill? Pretty awesome, huh?
I'm very, very happy.
You
all right,
do this cake, you
on with
me
the
in
show.
A bad situation.
All right, on with the show. Sorry about that, everybody.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Their heads are covered up. They're all, oh.
You blew it, Red Wings. You blew it. All right, here we go. Jesse James.
Jesse Falcon is crying. Aw.
Jesse James is a dead man. Let's check it out.
Jesse James is the direct blood descendant of America's most notorious outlaw.
You don't say.
An outlaw.
Who is it?
Always run from the cops.
Billy the Kid?
There are no
Chavez,
rules in this high-speed chase. But no
Twinkie
one
the Kid.
Is it the guy who took one shot a man for snoring?
All units, be advised, he's gone completely off the closed course.
Oh my
what
God.
What is that guy doing?
Jesse foils the cops' plan to pit him by grinding the Camaro off-road. The police need to choose between calling off the chase or following Jesse into unknown territory.
Doug, watch your distance. Watch your distance on him.
Hey, he's going off-road. Brian, you and me. Let's go. Come on.
All right, we've got to stop him.
Suspect's headed due east. Be on the lookout for civilian traffic. We don't want to get somebody killed over this.
Yeah.
Watch
yourself,
we
Doug.
Don't
watch, guys.
Want to get somebody killed dirt. Over there.
Suddenly, the chase turns all too real as Jesse flies towards a crowded golf course doing 60.
Suspect has left the dirt road. He's on a public golf course.
Did you say he went on the golf course?
Yes, I did
okay,
say
we
that.
We gotta stop this.
That's what, that's what this script says.
Somebody's gonna get killed out here.
Oh my God, someone's
he
gonna get killed
out of golf cart.
He almost hit a gaffer.
All he was doing was putting tape down.
Only 2 minutes into the rematch.
He almost hit a grip.
Jesse readies his secret weapon.
Whoa, just
got a major
boost.
Jesse hits the nitrous. And the Camaro's engine kicks out.
I love the sound of the nitrous.
Blasting him from 55 miles per hour in just 3 seconds.
Oh,
this is ridiculous.
Wow.
Blowing us away like we're standing still. The second I get behind him, he just disappears.
Just a little bit faster.
He's now on a public street. All units be advised. He's now on a public street.
Jesse's doing 52 miles per hour when he has a near miss with a civilian SUV. The cops have had enough.
He was nowhere near him.
All right, guys, we got to stop him. He can't be doing this. He can't be driving on golf courses. He can't go out on public streets. We're going to have to stop.
Wow. So that was awesome, wasn't it? I love that 52 miles an hour. It's like, I drive faster than that, and it's not
that's
it's a shitty Honda. It's a freaking nitrous-powered Camaro, so ooh. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
I got to say, though, the show, as scripted as it was, as bad as it was exciting.
I was
entertained for an hour.
I got to say, I laughed out loud quite a bit, especially
oh, yeah.
at the helicopter guy. We got to get this guy. It's like,
yeah, the helicopter guy, I wish I could have pulled all of his dialogue because it was just so poorly written, and his just delivery was so fake. Like, you know, they put him up in the air and just said, okay, this is what we want you to say.
Right.
You know, he wasn't actually there. It's just really badly done.
You better check downstairs because I think they're using that brown water.
Yeah, that's exactly the same. It's almost identical, the delivery.
Well, you know, it's like they had him. Remember what happens is Jesse's car dies, so they catch him. And he's like, hey, that was a draw. So we're going to do it again. Hey, double or nothing, because he makes a $300 bet with the cops. Well, they had the helicopter pilot that goes, hey, he wants to call that a draw? We'll show him a draw. Come on, let's get him this time or whatever. It's like, what? No. What are you talking about?
But no one saw this coming.
Yeah, not at all. Did you see that coming, Bill?
No, I was just so surprised.
The chase turns all too real. The cops have had enough.
Why is my wife calling me? It's friggin' we're doing the show. I don't understand.
It's because the Penguins won.
The Penguins won the Stanley Cup. I'm doing the show.
Hit record.
Okay.
Record
you,
the game.
You got it.
Go
say that again.
Did you hit the record button?
Yeah.
Okay, I love you. Have a great show.
Thanks.
Bye.
That's hilarious. All right, she told me to hit record on the
we
show.
Could hear her. We could hear her. It was great.
I know. I put her on speakerphone. So oh, okay. All right, Bill, top of chef of masters. Okay. I think they're making cakes on here.
You got to do this cake, or you put me in the best situation.
Oh, okay. You top chef masters. You got to make me a cake.
Oh, Malkin got the. I'm sorry. I'm not watching.
Somebody's lying.
Hit record, Bill. Hit the record button.
I just did. I turned it off.
You watched the show. You put me in a bad situation, Bill.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
We're going into reruns.
Okay.
Red 5 will stay on target.
Now, Bill, Top Chef Masters, it's like Top Chef, only it's real chefs. And these guys are serious chefs. They've won awards.
The cream of the crop.
Yeah, I don't know how they got these guys on the show. I guess they're fans of Top Chef or something.
Sure. You know, I think Top Chef is actually pretty popular within the industry. A lot of pretty big people appear on it, and they like it. So I think it's just a boon for them to be able to get these people.
It's very cool. Now, do you know who any of these guys are? I do know
Hubert Keller. I do know him, and I do know Tim Love, who has the steakhouse bistro place.
Yeah, in Fort Worth, the Lonesome Dove. I'd actually heard of him just because of his restaurant here, but the old French guy.
Hubert Keller.
Yeah, he was a guy I thought, as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, this guy, he's got it. He's got something.
He has an amazing show on PBS, Secrets of a Chef or something. Really, really terrific cooking show.
And what about this, Bill? He's talking about how he, you know, they talk about each chef, but they talk about, you know, my charity is this, and this is also my next love. And he's like, I love cooking, but I also love DJing. And it shows him he's got like the turntables. It's an old guy, and he's got the headset on. I was like, what?
Yeah, he totally could kick Samantha Ronson's ass.
Samantha Ronson. Awesome. So basically what they're doing here, they're putting the Top Chef contestants through the same thing as they do regular contestants. And they're like, hey, we know you guys can cook. You're friggin' chefs who've won 10 Michelin stars or whatever, like that guy on Chopping Block. But you guys are going to have to cook dessert for some Girl Scouts. And I love this. And let's go ahead and check it out, huh? Let's play this clip so Bill can watch the TV.
Each episode of The Masters, we're going to bring back a favorite Top Chef quickfire.
Oh, boy.
Great.
Across 5 seasons of Top Chef, there's just one dish that strikes fear into the hearts of...
Oh, wait. Hold on. Who is this chick, Bill? Who's this Asian lady?
Yeah, when she popped out, I was like,
where's
wait,
Padma?
That's not Padma.
That's not Padme Aladama.
I'm Kelly Choi. And it's like, yeah, but you're not Padma. You're frighteningly ugly, and Padma's hot. Where's Padma?
Dessert. To taste and score your desserts, we have a group with
music
a special
American
affinity
Beauty
for sweet things.
Here we go.
They're all Girl Scouts.
About that.
Are you excited for some really yummy desserts?
Yeah.
I'm serving half of a piece of cake with ganache on top, some peanut butter and chocolate candies with whipped cream to go with it.
Those kind of taste like a tagalong.
Whose cookies are those?
Not mine. I'm not taking credit for them.
I don't really like this chocolate.
You don't like the chocolate?
Not really. I think a little bit less of that malted chocolate would be nice.
Yeah.
They're honest. You know, they're dead honest. You know, they're not going to lie.
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, my dish sucked.
That was awesome. Hey,
that
should...
was Michael Slow, who has his restaurant's called Radius. His stuff just did not work at all. He had planned some good stuff, but none of it cooked right. It was just bad.
I'm gonna say that all those guys seemed to be having a good time, didn't they?
See, that's the great thing about Top Chef Masters is people were kind of wondering, what's it going to be like? What's this dynamic going to be where they bring in four chefs each episode and only one can move on to the final battle?
Right.
They were like, is there going to be tension? Is there going to be camaraderie? And obviously there was just some really terrific camaraderie. I thought it was so much fun to watch this and how each chef interacted and what their ideas were. And I just appreciated it so much more than the original Top Chef because it was fun. It was really fun to watch.
And, you know, it was a bummer when Tim Love accidentally froze all of his food. He put it in the freezer. I thought it was hilarious that none of them use microwaves. They're like, a microwave? How do you work this thing? And he's going, beep, beep. And he's like, I don't own a microwave. And the older guy who actually got picked to move on to the next round, he said, I have a microwave, but I use it to warm my paper to when it's wet.
Out his newspaper.
Yeah, to dry his newspaper. I thought it was funny. He schooled all of them, didn't he, with his meal?
Yeah, it was just so genius. That macaroni, the seafood macaroni he did, looked so good.
It did. It had shrimp in it. I was like, damn, I want a bite of that. Even though he made it in the shower, I still want to eat some.
I think they're posting the recipes online, so I got to check out what...
It reminded me of Kramer when he made the salad in the bathtub. Germs!
That was a great episode. Oh, that was hilarious.
He puts the disposal...
Whenever he told them how he made it in that one... really, really blatantly gay judge.
It was like,
oh my, oh, you just, oh, TMI.
Too much information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a moment where they were trying the food, and I forgot to pull it. Where he goes, oh, this, that's quite salty. Like, oh, yeah, he said that before.
Whoa.
You looking at me?
All right, Bill. Are you ready to do the news? I got to say, this is awesome. Whenever you see any team win the cup, it's just so cool to see them skated around.
Other than the Red Wings.
I noticed Shatan finally won a cup. Or as I like to call him, Satan.
Satan, yes.
Because his jersey says Satan, but it's pronounced Shatan. It's like,
It does look like Satan.
That's awesome.
Well, it's nice to know that Satan's a hockey player.
It is.
So hell may have actually frozen over.
You better check downstairs, because I think...
Steven, can you go check this time? They're not using... I don't know why she keeps telling us that, huh?
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
I'm going to check the brown water. Jesus.
All right, Bill, let's do the news! I know what the top story's going to be.
Brown water?
Screw you. I'm throwing you all off. Fuck you guys.
All right, Bill, what's the top story in the news this evening?
All right, I'm not going to do the Red Wings lose.
Red Wings lose! Pittsburgh wins.
You got to do this because you put me in a bad situation.
Out of the UK, a lightning bolt left a man with burns to his arms when it struck a fork he was using to turn sausages on a barbecue.
Oh, my God.
Unlucky Eric Brocklebank spent 2 days in the hospital.
That's an awesome name!
I know. So for some reason, I always find these stories with awesome names.
But no one saw this coming.
No one saw it coming. He spent 2 days in the hospital recovering after he was caught in the violent electrical storm. He's 64, an air cadet chief. And he was doing this barbecue at the local Royal Air Force display. It was like an implosion inside his body, he said.
Holy shit.
There was so much pressure inside me, I couldn't see properly. I could just make out the faint outline of people heading my way. He said, the first thing I remember properly is waking up on my back with my clothes cut off. I feel very lucky to be alive. I love this last line of the story. I was told the only thing I could say as I was drifting in and out of consciousness was, sausages. So, I guess even after being electrocuted, all he could think of was his sausages. Turn the sausages.
They're not overcooked, are they?
Don't.
That's hilarious.
They're too delicious.
The guy, he's very dedicated.
Yeah, really.
Screw me, the sausages!
I'd just be like, holy shit, I just got the shit shocked out of me. No, he's sausages. You would think that...
Yeah, the sausage.
Nice. You would think that, you know, whenever people go to these special music festivals that happen every summer, like Bonnaroo in Tennessee, that they would know better than to bring loads of drugs. Because normally there are cops at the entrance ready to check every single car as it goes through. But wasn't the case here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Police recovered more than 35 pounds of hallucinogenic mushroom chocolate bars.
I wish.
I know. As a felony and a felony amount of marijuana Wednesday evening that would have been heading to the Bonnaroo Music Festival. They say mushrooms are similar to LSD in the fact that they cause people to hallucinate. And like LSD, a person can die the first time they use these poisonous mushrooms. Oh, please. That's so dramatic. It's so typical of the drug war in the U.S. If you eat this, you will die.
If you eat hot dog, you can choke and die on it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. It's like reefer madness all over again. Being baked into chocolate makes it a lot easier to consume more than is needed for the high in a short amount of time and can lead to overdose. Well, thanks for letting us know. The arrests of Charles Culver, 22, James Seegers, 20, and Edgar Chamu, 23, came just hours before the festival was about to begin. You know, now these kids are basically shit out of luck. They have federal felony charges against them. So their life is ruined. Way to go, cops. All they're trying to do is get high and enjoy the music.
Make a few bucks.
Yeah, you gotta be the freaking downers.
I know that, dude.
I think Mr. Hand was one of the cops.
Mr. Hand. Love it.
So Chuck E. Cheese is a great place, as it says.
Awesome.
It's a place where kid can be a kid, unless that kid's black.
Screw you.
Yeah. a second lawsuit has raised more racist treatment allegations against a former manager of two Chuck E. Cheese restaurants in Indianapolis. In the most recent suit, three African-American families charged they took their children to two restaurants for birthday parties, and former manager Ken McGill, who worked at both locations, allegedly refused to seat them, treated them rudely, and forced them to leave. McGill, 34, had been involved in a similar suit in April. So I guess maybe this guy is racist? Maybe?
Maybe, yeah, I'm thinking.
Possibly.
Screw you.
That should be their new, where a kid can be a kid unless you're a black kid.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's their new motto in Indianapolis.
Wow.
Sorry, no skee ball for you. Sorry. Here's a big story that actually has my mind just a Twitter. I'm trying to figure out how the hell this is possible.
I didn't know you had a Twitter account. That's cool.
I do, but I've never used it.
Unhealthy.
Chastity Bono, daughter of Sonny Bono and Cher, will undergo a sex change operation in order to become a man.
What? I didn't know. I thought she was just a lesbian, but I didn't know she wanted to be a man.
Yeah. Now, this is – I want to know how the hell they do this. Chaz is proud of his decision to – oh, wow, they're changing that now? Good Lord. She hasn't even got the thing yet, and they're calling her his.
Anyone for penis?
Yes, I guess she is.
Wow.
Decision to undergo a sex change in hopes that his actions will change the public opinion of transgendered transsexuals. What? That, you know, it's going to change our opinion that it's freaky?
Yes. No. Yes. No.
I mean, I can totally understand being gay, but...
Honestly, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying anything, but... I think you just have to be there to understand. You just don't know.
Well, I mean, it's almost like the pregnant man. You know, it's like, no, you're still a woman. I don't care.
But it's like people who want sex change, they said, I was born in the wrong body. Okay. I just have to believe you.
All right. Just leave it at that. But it always makes me think of that Eddie Izzard bit from Dressed to Kill, and he says that they're freaking weirdo transvestites, the ones that don't like
watching Captain Kangaroo,
the opposite sex. That's just, I love that. So Chaz came out of the closet and announced she was a lesbian 20 years ago. So this is not a huge shocker to her friends and family. How is this not a huge shocker?
Yeah, it would still be a huge shocker because. You're not altering your body. I mean, you're not, like, adding a new part.
Yeah. Well, okay, so it says the transformation will include hormone therapy and possible surgery. I don't understand how they're going to form a, you know.
Did you pay for the pre?
Yeah. How are they going to form the pre? Are they going to, like, Through use you. One of those, like, buyable strap-ons? I need to know how this works, people.
You better check downstairs, because I think they're using that brown water.
What? I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but I'm confused. I need to know this.
The cops have had enough.
Yeah, I've had enough.
You need to watch one of those Discovery shows where they do the operation.
No, I don't want to see it. I just want to know how
it's done. That's what I'm saying, but they can explain it. Then you can turn it off before they get to the operation.
Number twos and doing poos.
Well, hopefully it doesn't involve that area, but...
Something's gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, 100 horsepower.
That's not a good thing.
I'm going to become a male prostitute.
I wonder what's going on with the chat room. I can't get back in. All right, never mind. Doesn't matter. Okay. Kentwood, Michigan. By the way, Detroit lost. You suck, huh? Kentwood, Michigan. Police in Michigan say a man who held up a gas station left behind a major clue. Piece of paper bearing his name and address.
You chimp-fucking little bastard.
Police said they went to the address and arrested the suspect. The holdup took place Tuesday at a Speedway station in Grand Rapids. Police told the Grand Rapids Press the robber told the station clerk he had a gun. He appeared to be holding a weapon beneath a piece of paper. Oh, convenient. After getting the cash, the man dropped the paper and ran when the clerk made a move toward him. Officer said the address on the paper was for a Grand Rapids apartment. They arrested the suspect when he arrived about an hour after the robbery.
Stupid!
Yeah, the gun turned out to be homemade fake. So there you go. Don't be an asshole.
Like carved out of soap or something?
Yeah, a soap gun. Or it's like one of those wooden guns that John Malkovich uses in The Line of Fire.
Crap!
Oh, yeah, that thing was awesome. Those dudes were like, man, can we see that? That's cool. And it was like, you're about to die. As soon as he's done showing you his gun.
That's all you got?
All right, New Haven, Connecticut. Police don't know if it was a ruse to prevent an arrest, but if so, it was a new twist on an old tradition of creating excuses to dodge speeding tickets. After police arrived on a report of a domestic dispute and arrested a 16-year-old, a woman in the house told them the home was under quarantine for swine flu. It ended up not being true. But it did prompt some protracted debate of how to proceed. Can you imagine these cops?
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going in that house.
Why does it not say that it's under quarantine for swine flu anywhere? The officers donned blue masks provided to them by the fire department.
Hey, that's nice. And then matched their uniforms? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it did. It was sharp. They looked very swine.
No one saw this coming.
The prisoner van was dispatched, then called off after the marshals in detention refused to accept the prisoner, who was accused of having swine flu. Instead, an ambulance was sent.
This guy has swine flu. Take him out of here.
Yeah, we don't want no swine flu.
Literally.
The team was taken to Yale New Haven Hospital. Checked with the health department. They said it wasn't true. They didn't know anything about it. It was unclear if one or two people or the house were arrested. Charges were not immediately available.
Whoa, iron fist.
Officer, we have swine flu.
We can't be arrested.
I heard that. I wish I didn't hear that, but I just heard that.
How can you arrest me when I'm already in this prison of swine flu? I can't take it anymore. Alright, so, yeah, this is the creepy story of the week. Out of Salt Lake City, a 45-year-old Mill Creek man has been arrested after allegedly exposing himself to four children through a hole in the fence. Oh, a little glory hole action.
Screw you, I'm throwing you all off. Fuck you guys.
But gee, this is where it gets really creepy.
Yikes.
The children, ages 4, 5, and 9... were playing on a trampoline in the backyard when the man approached from an adjoining backyard around 8 p.m. Monday. It was not his yard, though he does live nearby. He was naked and drinking a beer and started talking to the children as he exposed himself. The children ran inside the house and told their parents, who called police. About the same time, officers got a call about a naked man in a nearby cemetery. When officers found the man, he was fully clothed, though Hudson said he admitted to the exposure after his arrest. Now, why would you ever admit to that? Yes, I'm sorry, officer. It was me. I showed the children my nether regions, even though I'm completely clothed right now.
Screw you.
Well, it wasn't me. It must have been another naked gay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. All right, last news story, and this one I had to do, because I think it's right out of RoboCop 2. Or is it 1? No, it's 1. It is. It's the first RoboCop. Isn't it? I'm trying to think. I just want to make sure I have it right. Which one? It's the first one that they try to change his programming, right?
It's the
or
second,
is it 2?
Second one.
Second it's the second one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, a Little League coach accused of using players in burglary. An Arlington Little League coach, Arlington, Washington, that is charged and accused of using some of his players, including his own son and nephew, to help in a break-in. Now, that was in RoboCop 2, wasn't it? With all the Little League's kids robbing the place.
What the hell are you doing?
Waste makes haste, for time is fleeting. A rolling stone is worth two in the bush.
Go fuck a refrigerator, peck your neck!
I love that clip. RoboCop 2 is hilarious. Irvin Kershner and Frank Miller are evil geniuses. All right, Snohomish County prosecutors charged 31-year-old George Spady Jr. on Monday with secondary burglary. Court documents say he took his son, a nephew, and other player from the team when he broke into a vacant Arlington shop and took overhead lights and some bolts. What? It's frustrating, very frustrating, said George's wife, Cammy. She's anxious to clear her husband's name. They're wrong. They're false. And we have a lawyer, and so we're going to be pursuing it that way, said Cammy. The building has garbage everywhere inside, and there's signs in the window that say, no trespassing and keep out, but George claims he didn't see him. Yeah, I didn't see him. I just decided to go in through a vent behind the building and then unlock the door and let others in. Yeah, that makes sense.
Frustrating. It's frustrating.
Charging papers indicate the boys were encouraged to steal items. The other player who was with George told his dad, then who told the police. Aw, you little freaking narc. George admits he had a lapse in judgment, but they were four-wheeling in the area and figured the place was abandoned. Oh, all right.
So it's okay to steal from an abandoned place.
Yeah. It's not like they robbed a gun store.
Yeah.
And that's news for this week.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for doing the news this week. It was awesome.
Thank
you. Are you excited for some really yummy desserts?
Yeah, I want some dessert.
Does it have brown water?
Yikes.
You better check downstairs, because I think they're using that brown water.
That brown water. They're using it down there. When do you guys say, before the power goes off again, that we do some DVDs?
Some DVDs. Missed my cue.
Oh, Steven, what happened?
He fell asleep.
I was sitting there jamming to the tune.
Yeah, so he fell asleep. Show somewhere else.
I'm wide awake.
Let's do it! Ow!
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, Sailor, and Sean! DVDs! Yeah!
You gotta do this, Kink, or you put me in the best situation.
Huh? Okay.
Oh, that guitar.
Screw you.
All right, Steven, thanks for doing the song.
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
And
I'll be back later.
Bill, what do we got in the DVDs this week? I gotta breathe. Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm having an asthma attack. All right, I'm good.
Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, DVDs for Tuesday, June 16th, 2009. Starting out with Babylon 5. It's every single season for $44 a piece.
Hey. Holy crap. That's
there
too
you go.
Expensive.
Get your Babylon 5 on, a show which I've never really liked, but can respect.
A show I've never seen.
If you love Snoop Dogg, why not pick up The Best of Snoop Dogg's Fatherhood, Volume 1?
Oh, hell yeah,
boy! Has anybody ever watched this show?
No.
Snoopy
what
Dogg.
What channel is it even on?
It's MTV, though. It is an MTV.
Oh, is it an MTV show?
Yeah.
It's on BET. All right, Snoopy, for Christ's sake.
I don't know if it's MTV 2 or the first one. Or.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
Yeah, all right, Snoop Dogg.
Da 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 da.
Hell, Yizzle. I got nothing.
Thank you for that Dizzle creation, Snoop Dogg. All right, so Burn Notice Season 3 just started this past week.
Hell yes, it did.
So it's time for Burn Notice Season 2 on DVD and Blu-ray.
Ooh, HD Blu-ray? Dude.
Yep.
Totally. Yeah. Uh-huh. Steven, you going to pick that up, huh?
Probably, maybe.
We don't want to get somebody killed over this.
Yeah, you're right, helicopter
guy. I'm waiting for
guy.
That on Blu-ray.
You would just see James is a dead man. That is an HD, by the way. It looks great.
Yeah, I quite enjoy it in HD. The next DVD is a film I had no idea even existed. The Cell 2.
The wow. Cell 2? You mean that Jennifer Lopez movie?
Yeah, it's a sequel.
Huh.
With... Oh, poor Frank Wally.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Poor Frank.
Poor I mean, Frank. He started out so promising with career opportunities, and now he's relegated to doing direct-to-video sequels.
What did Eek. Happen to him?
That sucks.
I saw him recently. Like he was a murderer on Law & Order, so I was like, oh, Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, not too long ago, he was in that Kate Beckinsale movie where the hotel, the creepy hotel where they murder people. He was the creepy bellhop guy or something. I don't know. What the hell was it called? No Vacancy.
I can't remember the movie. If it was a movie or TV show where he got shot and killed, you know, drawing a blank, or if it was like on like one of those...
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
But Leo, stop it!
Stop it!
It's so rude to Steven.
Moving on.
Through you.
Leo!
So angry.
He better apologize for this. He better apologize to Steven. He's been really rude to Steven this evening.
Yeah, that's just terrible. Okay, this next one I actually saw. The new Friday the 13th movie.
Oh, yes!
They release it in its killer cut, which means it's unrated or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And it's on Blu-ray and DVD. And let me just say, there was a girl in this movie with the most spectacular breasts I have ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. I recommend everybody rent it just for this girl alone. The scene's like 5 minutes. I mean, even in the scene, the guy talks about how great this girl's breasts are.
She's got a great rack.
Yeah. I was just like, holy crap. Wow. And it just,
how upset were you when she's killed?
Well, at least as long as I got to see them for like 5-10 minutes, I was perfectly happy.
I think you're insane.
Well, no, yeah, slightly, but still, just amazing, absolutely incredible.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
So how's the remake?
It's terrible, but the breasts are spectacular.
All right,
that should be a review. Movie's terrible, but the breasts are spectacular.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. I wish I didn't hear that, but I just heard that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, Lewis, so there's no reason for this remake other than spectacular breast.
Yeah, awesome. I gotta find the girl's name because it didn't really even pop into my mind. Like, who is that? I was just like, wow, that's a great breast.
One more, and it's nap time. Yeah. That's what I thought.
I should give the girl a name, so let me look it up real quick. Oh, and by the way, the hot chick from The Mentalist is in it also. I completely forgot.
Oh, yeah, she is, isn't she? I remember seeing her interviewed on some horrible G4 show about it.
Okay. The girl with the most amazing breasts I've ever seen is Juliana Gill. JulinnaGuill. So anybody in the chat room, go Google Images, search for her. Whoa.
On top of it, I'm menopausing.
Well, she's not going to have that for a long time. I think she's probably 10 years younger than I am.
On the Enhanced Podcast, Bill, I'll have a picture of her in the DVDs there for
that,
you.
That would be excellent. I'll supply you the scene if you want. I'm sure I have it on my computer somewhere.
Suddenly, the chase turns all too real.
Yes. This has gotten all too real, Bill.
All right, moving on. Sorry.
Brown water.
Yes, the brown water. All right. Here's the next DVD is every single season of the Gilmore Girls you could ever want to see.
Wow.
The first through the fifth season. Yes, Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
I'm in line for that one.
I'm thinking that we're not the right gender to...
No, I don't think we are either, actually.
Okay.
But we might be the right gender and demographic for this next direct-to-video movie.
All right.
Hydra!
Ooh, sounds scary.
It does sound scary. It's got people that I've never heard of in it, which is always scary. And it's about three convicts who are forced to participate in a deadly game.
Nice.
Yes, that's always a good sign.
Well, what's a deadly game?
Oh, I think it's hosted by Richard Dawson, and they have to...
The Feud?
Yeah, and they have to fight Professor Tanaka at some point during the game.
All right, that's enough.
Whoa.
Wealthy men have paid a fortune for the opportunity to hunt down men like him in the perfect place, a deserted island. Oh, so it's like that Ice-T movie.
Oh, it's the most dangerous game.
Yeah, like, what was that movie called? Trespass or something?
No.
There was a couple of those in the 90s.
No, it's based on a story called The Most Dangerous Game, I believe, and everybody's...
Okay, all right, yeah.
Everybody keeps making it over yeah, and over
again. So, here like you go, direct-to-video...
Our Target was Jean-Claude Van Damme. He, that was basically based on the same thing.
But see, this there's a twist to this.
Oh.
Twist?
This island is not any ordinary island. Oh. It's home to the Hydra the Beast, which is his full name. Hydra the Beast is his middle name.
Middle name.
So yeah. Basically they're doing this and they didn't know that the Hydra lived there?
Exactly. So as the hunters are trying to track down these dudes and kill them, the Hydra, it turns them into the hunted.
Release the Beast.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they were talking about, Hydra the Beast.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I thought they were talking about the Chupacabra or something like that.
Okay, next DVD, as you can tell, this is a really shit week for DVD, but anyways, next DVD, if you love your Tom Selleck, why not pick up Jesse Stone, Thin Ice? Hasn't he done a number of these movies for CBS?
Yeah, I think it's like his TV movie of the week once a year or something like that. Who the hell's Jesse Stone and why do I care?
I'm guessing it's based on a series of books.
Yeah, why is he on Thin Ice? It's really dangerous. Which, by the way, next week, Bill, did you see what Jesse James is doing?
No.
He's riding a motorcycle across the Ice Road Trucker Ice Highway or whatever they drive on. He's going to ride on a motorcycle across it.
Why? The whole point of the Ice Road is that it's a gigantic semi-truck.
But... it's not completely frozen yet. That's what the guy says.
Oh, that's bullshit.
The cops have had enough.
Speaking of bullshit, our next DVD is Madea Goes to Jail.
Did you pay for the pre?
What?
So why not get your large black man in drag fix? It's so funny.
Somebody killed over this.
Because Tyler Perry is hilarious.
Yes, Tyler Perry is the funniest man ever.
Yeah.
I love when he dresses up as that crazy black woman.
Kind of a no-brainer.
All right. Now, normally we can depend on... what the hell's that studio that did Giant Shark versus Giant Octopus? It doesn't matter. But anyways, we can normally depend on them for shitty versions of stuff. Well, this one's right out of the Weinstein Company. Operation Valkyrie.
Oh.
Can you guess what this is about?
The same thing Valkyrie was about?
Exactly.
Yeah. Only it's like, maybe somebody will accidentally rent this thinking it's Valkyrie. It's like, where the hell's Tom Cruise, man? What's Peter Facinelli doing in this?
What's funny, though, is I think this was actually made before Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah?
And I think it's actually a German film. So I think they saw Peter or Bryan Singer saw it and went, hey, I could do this movie better with Tom Cruise.
But we're just Scientologists.
Yeah, that too. And moving on, Parker Lewis Can't Lose, the complete first season.
Are you serious? Oh. That's finally coming out?
Yep.
After a corn
and you know what? It's coming from one of the best television DVD releasers ever, Shout Factory.
Awesome.
They do some of the absolute best releases of DVDs. In fact, this July, they're doing The Middleman, the complete series.
Oh, sweet. Well, Bill, you remember not too long ago, it was probably last year, I went on a watching Parker Lewis on YouTube kick, and I was like, why the hell isn't this on DVD? And I read a whole story how even Corin Nemec, who played Parker Lewis, tried to buy the rights in order to make it, and they wouldn't, whoever owned it, Sony or whatever, wouldn't let him, and so everyone's been pissed for a long time. Well, that's awesome. Yeah.
Shout Factory is going out and trying to purchase all these old great series. I don't know who runs them, but they are picking up some of the best things.
They need to get
kudos for the Parker Lewis and major kudos for the Middleman.
Awesome. Totally
Middleman!
Awesome. It needs to be on Blu-ray, too. At least the Middleman.
It really needs to be on Blu-ray, but I don't think Shout Factory has the capabilities to do the Blu-ray just yet.
Well, at least we
can hopefully one day.
Middleman is in HD, or at least 720 type of HD on Xbox Live. So you can at least get it like that. But they need to get Ed, the TV show Ed, and finally put that on DVD, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, I'm going to email Shot Factory tonight.
Screw you.
Okay. All right, Bill.
I'm sorry. They're all talking in the chat room trying to find this girl from Friday the 13th. And Zell posted one of the some clip of it in really bad bootleg cam version of it. And I had to post, yes, that's her. Just wait for it in Blu-ray. So, yeah, I mean, I can't even. Oh, okay. I got to get off it because my mind will just start slipping into breast thoughts. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Man. Bill, what are you doing?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Okay. Anyways, for you hipster film students, why not pick up the Criterion reissue of The Seventh Seal in its two-disc edition? What's more fun than watching Max von Sydow speak Swedish for almost an hour and a half?
What was that?
Pleasuring himself.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think he does that. He actually plays chess on the beach.
You know,
against,
and people should know that at the end of Last Action Hero, that's the movie that, remember?
Yeah!
That he comes,
that is great.
The death comes out of the screen. That was awesome.
That was. Last Action Hero doesn't get enough credit for being...
Big mistake. And I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Steven made me do it, right, Steven?
Yes.
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
Oh, God.
So mean.
So mean to Steven. Wow.
I was a fan of Beatles. I'm not anymore.
Way to go, Steve. That's good stuff.
You're not a fan anymore. Screw you, Leo.
At least Kermit's on my side.
Yeah, Kermit's the important one in this conversation.
Who do you want to care about, Leo or Kermit?
Kermit.
Come on.
All right, moving on. Shop Factory again is at it, or at it again. I'm sorry, I spoke like Yoda there for a second. Is at it again. Transformers, the complete first season. Now, this is important because Rhino released a series of Transformers season sets. Season 1, 2, and then half of 3. Yeah, half of 3 before they lost the rights. So, Shout Factory's actually gone back, gotten all the original pieces, redid them, remastered them. I mean, this is the best representation of what we saw when we were kids. Mental note, Mountain Dew Voltage gives me really, really bad burps. But, I'm really excited for this. Even though I already own the complete first season of Transformers on DVD, I'm going to pick this one up because I just love it too much. Even though the Autobots are really always one step behind the Decepticons and they're kind of dumb. There you go.
You know what? The Autobots really just didn't have anything going on, did they?
No, they're just... It's so funny because it'll be... The Decepticons talking about what they're going to do, and then it'll cut to a scene of Optimus Prime telling the Autobots what they're going to do. But it's them playing directly into the Decepticons' plan. It's just they're so stupid, and they get in the worst possible situations, and then it's like, okay, so how are they going to get out of it this time? It's just it always surprised me how dumb they wrote the Autobots.
That's unhealthy.
It is.
12 inches from the men's commode.
Okay, now this next DVD is huge, and I mean huge.
Yes!
Dude huge.
What? Dude Sorry. Huge.
Dude Huge is Cliff Bleszinski's nickname.
Number twos and doing poos.
But anyways, it really has nothing to do with this. But this movie is called Undefeatable. And it's got Cynthia Rothrock in it. One of the classic 90s B-grade action chicks.
Wow.
But this movie is important for quite possibly one of the worst fight scenes ever.
Oh, is this the one?
Yes. This is the one. If you go on YouTube, if you go on YouTube and search undefeatable fight scene, this fight scene will come up, and it is hilarious.
It's hilarious. It's like the worst choreographed fight ever.
Yeah, there's this guy in it with his name is Stingray in it. It's just
wow.
It's hilarious. I have the Region 2 DVD of this from the UK.
You own this, Bill?
Yes, I own. Well, you have to own it. It's so bad. I mean, come on. I could go through a list of horrible movies I have from other regions that aren't here, like Undefeatable, Drive. Remember that one with Mark Dacascos and Dwayne Wayne?
Yes, I do.
Where the what? End of no. it in the club is with motorcycles and shit for no reason.
Hell yeah.
And I have the movie with what the hell is his name? Henry Silva and Henry Silva's in every bad movie. The guy from that was in Rocky Horror, and then Hal Jordan or not Hal Jordan?
Tim
but,
Curry, Barry Bostwick, Megaforce.
Yeah, Megaforce. My mind is like, bleh. So yeah, I have Megaforce from like. The Netherlands on DVD.
That was a
I have
thing to say.
Razorback from Australia on DVD.
Oh, that's a great movie.
I mean, I have like all these horrible guilty pleasure
Russell
movies
Mulcahy.
On DVD from different regions because I can't help but love them.
Sweet.
One day I'll have to I'll take pictures of all my horrible DVDs and post them in extreme embarrassment for people to laugh at.
Thank you.
But yeah, Undefeatable fight scene. Best ever. Hilarious.
But isn't there no reason to buy this movie because you can just watch it on YouTube, the fight scene?
Yeah, but it's...
Or is the rest of the movie fun to watch?
I'm a habitual collector. Like, I can't help myself. I always buy, like, the most ridiculous things for no reason and then stare at them like, well, what the hell did I buy this for? Like, I can honestly say that I don't think I've watched the Undefeatable DVD from the UK once. But I'm going to buy it again because it's coming out again here. It's I can't explain it. I'm insane. I'm insane!
Uh-huh. I heard that. I wish I didn't hear that, but I just heard that.
Yeah, okay. Moving on. Next DVD is something that got really terrible reviews. I have to mention it. Called What Goes Up? Starring Hilary Duff, Molly Shannon, Steve Coogan... and it's about this journalist played by Steve Coogan in an actual, like, normal dramatic role,
really?
Surprisingly.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, who's on an assignment in a small town, and he takes a group of students, or he befriends a group of students of a...
I was about to say, this is getting weird.
Yeah, he befriends a group of students who was... His friend was a teacher of these students, and he like befriends them and starts to write a story and all this. It tries to be like kind of like indie cool and funny and darkly. It's horrible. I caught like 10 minutes of it, and it was just like, I can't believe I'm watching something so bad.
But no one saw this coming.
I thought it would be good. I mean, it's got the kid, that kid Josh Peck in it that was in The Wackness. And
oh,
all
yeah.
that, and Hilary Duff, I always have to watch. It's a guilty pleasure thing for me.
Ugh.
And Molly Shannon, Steve Coogan. I thought it would be good. Wrong.
Knock it off.
Yeah. Don't you know?
It's insulting.
Like, you say something's gay, do you know what you say?
That's so gay.
And What's Up, Tiger Lily? Is I think it's getting a re-release from Image Entertainment.
Nice.
Which is always good.
Isn't it Woody
I
Allen?
Watch it every time I can.
Woody Allen yeah. dubbed a movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. I can't remember what
yeah,
movie was
good.
It?
I'm not sure.
Because it's been dubbed before. International Secret Police, A Barrel of Gunpowder.
That's the name of the movie?
Huh. Yeah.
So What's Up, Tiger Lily is an improvement.
Yeah, it is. And what's great is it's kind of, I would almost have to say that it's, like, the original inspiration for, like, MST3K.
Yeah, I can see that. I remember I used to watch a show when I was a kid called Mad Movies, where the
yeah.
people would be in a – you know, they'd actually do it live, and they'd, you know, riff on a movie. That was pretty cool.
And I might be wrong in this. Didn't Kung Pao Enter the Fist use this same movie or bits and pieces of this same movie?
That I don't know.
Okay, I might be wrong. I'm sure somebody in the forums this week will tell me I'm a complete and total idiot. But I just but I just remember What's Up Tiger Lily. It was kind of like he turned it into like a James Bond thing and they're searching for the best egg salad recipe or something. It's just it's completely absurd.
I really like the early Woody Allen. I always love Take the Money and Run. It's a great movie. Hilarious.
Yes.
Right, Steven?
Yes.
And that's DVDs for this week.
Wow. Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
You're welcome. I'm sorry that DVDs kind of suck this week.
No,
but
they
tried
don't.
To make the best of it.
They Parker do Lewis. Not, sir. Parker Lewis can't lose.
Oh,
it's worth
shit.
It all.
I almost forgot. I put this to
what's
the side.
On?
I'm sorry. It's just completely slipped my mind. Blu-ray-wise, we have some really great Blu-rays coming out this week.
All right.
Doctor Strangelove.
Okay, Kubrick.
Of course, the Friday the 13th killer cut with the girl with amazing breasts.
Yes, okay.
Generation Kill, which was the HBO miniseries.
Awesome miniseries. It would also frighten you.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Never heard
Blu-ray.
Of it. Oh, yeah, Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Yeah. John Adams, the HBO miniseries that was terrific that I finally got to see a couple weeks ago.
Had like every episode on my DVR, then deleted them all, never watched it. Feel really bad about that. But I'll get the Blu-ray
I would recommend renting it whenever you're bored, but it's a good series. Kickboxer on Blu-ray. Hello.
Kickboxer?
Yeah.
Nice. Hell yeah, Kickboxer.
One of your favorites, and so appropriate for tonight, Miracle. On Blu-ray.
That's a great movie. That's about the USA winning the gold medal against the Russians in the 80s.
Yes, correct.
And it's got the it's got Kurt Russell playing Herb Brooks. He's excellent in that part.
Yep, and Spaceballs on Blu-ray.
Awesome.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Yes, to
us. And last but not least, one of the worst movies ever made in my hometown, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Bruce Willis. Striking Distance.
Why the hell did they release that?
I don't know, but
Distance.
somebody wanted it on Blu-ray.
Hey, Tom
My
Sizemore's in it, right?
Tom Sizemore is in it, and so is the guy that was the painter on Murphy Brown.
Yeah, who's his brother. And it was actually pretty good casting. They could be related, couldn't they? I'm sorry, whenever you mention a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie... I'm still waiting for that on Blu-ray, Bill.
Yes.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
Okay, you are welcome. This time, I'm definitely done.
All right, you're man. Welcome. And Steven, thank you for being on the show this week.
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
This show's almost over. It'd be a waste of time if he left. All right, Steven?
Yes.
Are you excited for some really yummy desserts?
Hopefully
thank you, too. Good night.
Next week.
Here all week for the meal. And...
good times.
One more, and it's nap time. That's what I thought.
Hey,
oh my!
She's so mean. You know.
Was that the Kate from Johnny K Plus 8?
Yeah.
Did you see that clip this week? Getting an interview from Access Hollywood. And the one of her twins, one of the older ones, like, I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty. I haven't had anything to drink all day. And then Kate goes, speaking of, I am thirsty too. Can somebody get me a bottle of water? And they throw her the bottle of water and she drinks it. And the girl's like, you're so mean. I said I was thirsty and you drank it right in front of me. And then she, like, drops the bottle of water to the side. And she's like, I want a drink. And she goes, oh, okay. She goes to grab the bottle, and she can't find it. And she goes, oh, we're going to drink after. We're getting interviewed.
What?
I was like, oh, my God. Lady, that's your kid.
She's a nice lady.
She is a bitch.
All right, everybody. That was episode 167 of Nowhere in Mulberry. It's been an interesting show, has it not? We watched the Penguins win the Stanley Cup. We lost power We came back, and we just got to go downstairs for a second, Steve, and that lady keeps calling us.
You better check downstairs, because I think they're using that brown water.
Quit using the brown water.
You got to do this cake, or you put me in the best situation.
I love that. If you'd like to send us an email, send it to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Also, send us a voicemail at 1206-202-3491. And also, join our NIM book club. We're reading The Gunslinger by Stephen King, the Dark Tower series. And I'm a little ways into it, about 60 pages deep. But you know what? I'm hooked. I can't wait to see what's going on.
So you read the foreword. Because the foreword was about like, 20 pages.
I sat down. I was like, I'm going to start reading the book now. I'm going to read The Gunslinger. And then I'm like, done with the foreword. I'm like, well, I need to take a break now. I haven't even started the book.
Because it's like the new revised edition. He has to update everything.
It is very interesting, though, the stuff he talks about. Which pretty much what Steven, you told us, is when he's hit by the van, he's like, shit, I may die. I need to finish this.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about people sending him letters like, I'm dying of cancer. Could you please finish the series? I want to see how it...
Wow, that's like the ultimate guilt trip.
Yeah, but he was like, I don't know how it ends. I just start writing and then I figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty thirsty, Steven. Will you give me some water?
Okay, go get water! Go get some water!
Oh, thanks. But also, if you'd like to go to nowhereinmulberry.com or nimlive.com, NIMLIVE.com. You will find a link to Mulberry Old School and the link to the enhanced feed on iTunes. And still, if people, if you want to go to the iTunes enhanced feed and give us a review or a rating or something like that, I'm still trying to get us on that TV film page for Pete's sake.
Yes.
I don't know what I can do to get on there. We're on the At the Movies, which is really cool. Our downloads have increased majorly since that's happened. I'm not kidding at all. Although you would never know it going on the feedback that we get.
or the forum. Yeah, it's always the same people.
But I got to say,
come on, people. We say that website every freaking show. Sign up on the forum and post something.
Bill, we did get quite a bit of email this week, which was really nice.
We did. That was cool. We had a little bit of a conversation with the people that are listening to the old shows and said, you made a joke at my expense saying I wasn't I wasn't secure in my sexuality because I think Friends is gay or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's all in good fun. But Bill, none of that really comes across if they're not on the forum. They gotta go on the forum and do that.
Exactly.
We gotta get Steven on the forum. He still hasn't joined. Right?
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.
No, I'm kidding. You're on the forum.
I'm on the forum. I just don't write. I'm
Steven,
not prolific like you guys.
You're on Facebook, too, right? So if you want Steven to bite you, his zombie to bite you.
Yeah, he's been on Facebook quite a bit, actually.
I was like, his freaking zombie bit me again. What the hell?
It's funny. When you told me that the other day, I went on, and I never go on those zombie things, and I had like 22 attacks, and I used them all on Steven.
Is the zombie dead, or does he keep going?
No, I think you just level up. You become a more powerful zombie.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of absurd. I think I'm at the level where I'm like a zombie samurai.
Yeah, I've gone up.
Zombie samurai.
You're what, level 6 zombie or
something? Oh, am I? The one that I'm addicted to playing is Mafia on there.
Oh, yeah.
I need to expand my Mafia because I always get my ass handed to me whenever I log in. It's like, you've been beaten.
You know what was funny about that is like a guy I went to high school with, I swear I haven't talked to since junior year of high school, 1988. He sends me a message on Facebook, like, you know, the little click thing. I was like, huh, what's this? And he was like, hey, how's it going? Hey, can you do me a favor and join my family in the mob? I was like, what? I was like, okay. And I just think it's weird. It's like, dude, I haven't talked to you in how many years has it been since 1988? I can't even do the math that fast, but you're asking me to join your mob or whatever. I thought it was kind of weird. Well, you know what's weird about that mob game is that it comes with weird missions you have to do.
Well, there's two
you
different
You got to do this cake or you put me in the best situation.
Exactly. I had to make a cake in the game.
There's mob wars.
See, Steven, I was setting up a joke the whole time. I was trying to do a joke. Make a cake. And they kill me. But seriously, how many years has it been since 1988? Somebody do the math real quick.
88? It's been
21 years.
21 years, and then you asked me to join your mob. But I don't know. I
don't
did.
Even know you no more. You could be like evil or something.
Not for nothing, but hey.
Who are you again? I love when people ask me to be their friends on Facebook, and they put absolutely nothing in their request. I'm like, okay, so who are you?
I just assume they're listeners.
Yeah, but still, I'd like to know who the hell they are.
Who are you? Yeah, I've had some people, they'll friend and they'll say they like the show, which is really cool. And other people, sometimes they're friends of friends of friends or something like that. But I don't understand how any of those games work on that on Facebook. I want to play video games. You know what I'm saying?
There's the little farm town thing where you actually grow your crops and sell them.
Now that,
farm
I'll play.
Town? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I wish.
I play Mafia Wars and I play Pet Society.
Hey, do they have Lemonade Stand on there? I'll play that shit.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wonder if they do. I'm searching it right now.
I'm not kidding. I'm done.
Oh.
Man, I played Lemonade Stand for so many hours on my mom's Apple IIc when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. They got Lemonade Stand.
Oh, I'm playing. Signing up after the show. Hey, join my Lemonade Stand company, everybody. You know
oh,
what
man,
I mean?
I need to make sure I have some sugar
oh,
and
wait
some
a second.
Lemons.
What's wrong with this water that I'm making my lemonade with?
You better check downstairs, because I think they're using that brown water.
Oh, they're using the brown water in my lemonade, Bill.
Oh, it's much, much better that way, actually.
Oh, a little bit of rust.
It gives it a little, like, coppery taste.
Tastes a little better like blood.
Yeah,
delicious.
Like, yeah, like metallic.
But no one saw this coming.
Okay, whatever.
Well, this is bullshit. You have to actually sign up for this. I ain't signing up for shit. You ain't getting my email. Last time I did that, I was getting. I still get all this spam. That
I like how on Facebook it says, shit. "Who's looking you up? Click here." And it's like, oh, I want a virus on my computer. Click. Or something like that.
Facebook is really quickly becoming MySpace. It's bad.
At least the design's better. MySpace looks like shit, doesn't it?
Yeah, but MySpace and Facebook are almost identical now with this Facebook update.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They totally, like, ripped it off?
They all want to be Twitter. Yeah, Twitter, that's it.
You guys on MySpace, or...
Hey, Bill, let's end the show. What do you say?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to
yes,
that
let's do it. I want to play some Burnout, serious. Big Surf City, Here I Come.
Yeah, that looks exciting.
It has, like, huge-ass jumps and shit. Jumps. Lots of jumps. And this has these huge jumps.
How
I
fast
love jumps.
Can you go in that game?
800 horsepower.
Oh.
I think you can even take like the bike off of awesome jumps and stuff.
The cops have had enough.
Oh, well, you got to watch out. Yeah. Somebody could get killed playing that game.
We don't want to get somebody killed over this.
No, you don't. So let's end the show. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening. It's been awesome. Woo! Laters.
Chill out, man. Be cool. All right, we good?
Yeah, we good.
See you later, Steven.
See ya.
Bye, Steven.
Bye, Bill.
Bye.
Bye, Leo.
Bye, real Andy.
I'm going to become a male prostitute.
Now this is podcasting.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. I wish I didn't hear that, but I just heard that.
Steve, you can do the show somewhere else.